It's on the air. It's time for the high school football game of the night, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM. It's time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And on a misty, Friday evening, we welcome you to high school football right here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, as we come your way from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium. As tonight, it'll be week number 9 of the high school football regular season as we close things out and crown district champions and get teams qualified for the playoffs. As tonight, it'll be the district champion of Class 4A, number 6, the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. They get ready to tangle with the Burlington Greyhounds here at Kingston Stadium. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Coach John Hegarty and Zach Johnson on the sidelines tonight, providing our sideline reports. High school football on KGYM, as always, is presented by First Federal Credit Union. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at firstfedcu.com. That is their website for helping us out. And they have two locations. You can call them in Cedar Rapids at 319-362-3171. And you can also call them at their Hiawatha office at 743-7806. And a misty evening tonight, John. It's not actually raining here. We should feel pretty fortunate because they have tornado warnings and tornadoes in northwest Iowa tonight. It's been a wacky weather 2015, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. And I was hoping and praying that the Warriors were not going to have to endure another night of lightning, because we've had more than our share of that this season. Misty, we can take. Spooky, yes, but it's that time of year, Scott.
Yeah, this is more befitting of what's going to happen next week with Halloween coming up, but we're a week early. Cedar Rapids, Washington, coming into this one 7-1. The Warriors are the number 4 team in Class 4A in the latest Gazette KCRG KGYM poll, and Washington has put together a 6-game winning streak, and most people around the state of Iowa expect it to become 7 tonight.
I don't think that the outcome of this game is in any doubt, but Burlington's going to come up here, and they're assured of one more game, and they want to get as much out of the season as they can, and maybe try and put Warriors on the hot seat for a little while here. We'll see. I think that in the last week of the season, with a mismatch of this proportion, there's a possibility Washington could play down to their competition, but we shall see. That's why we're here.
And that's one thing that head coach Paul James talks about in our pregame coming up here in just a little bit, is he wants to make sure that doesn't happen. There are still a lot of things to accomplish here tonight, and they brought up a whole bunch of sophomores just in case they need them here this evening.
And that's the last thing that they want to do tonight, is to have any injuries. They want to have a big win tonight here, get as many players playing time as they possibly can, and launch themselves full throttle into the playoffs for what we suspect will be a doubleheader here at Kingston Stadium on Wednesday.
Yeah, and a little bit of news about that. Of course, last night, Cedar Rapids Jefferson punched their ticket to a second-place finish in District number 5 of Class 4A, and it was announced by Chris Deem earlier tonight. Jefferson will play at Cornell College over in Mount Vernon next Wednesday night, and it could very well be a doubleheader if the Mount Vernon Mustangs win tonight against Tipton. That would give Mount Vernon a home game, and according to Chris Deem, it sounds like they would be playing at Ash Park as well. So everybody can, all the Jayhawk fans can go over and count the trains as they go by.
Wouldn't quite be a home game, but you know what? It'd be a whole lot better than maybe going to some place like Clinton or Dubuque Hempstead or someplace like that, and allow a team that has a lower seed in their district than you to host.
Well, this one here tonight between Washington and Burlington. Burlington comes in 1-7. They're 0-4 in district play. Meanwhile, we mentioned Washington comes in 7-1. And the Warriors have already clinched this particular district championship. They're going to play here at Kingston Stadium coming up next Wednesday. And as you pointed out to me beforehand, if Wash and Kennedy both win, we're going to have another doubleheader turnaround the next Monday.
Well, it would make sense. I don't know why the Iowa High School Athletic Association would grant a doubleheader in round one, but then not allow for it again the following Monday in round two. So that's purely speculation on my part. I'm probably thinking ahead and getting the cart way ahead of the horse, but you got to think that with both Washington and Kennedy having such outstanding seasons and both being number one seeds in their respective districts, that the possibility is out there for a second round doubleheader here at Kingston as well.
It is senior night here at Kingston Stadium. The Washington football players are being introduced, and really a terrific, terrific senior class that Washington is honoring down there. You take a look down on the track below us here, and guys like Johnny Dobbs down there, Matt Ackerman, you can just go up and down the line. Alex Herzog, Dallas Hobbs being introduced right now, along with his dad Pookie taking him out there. It's a very good senior class. Warriors have put together about the last three senior classes have been outstanding, and they've got a couple more to come.
They really have, and they just keep lining up on the runway to take off here. But this is a very nice group that will be sorely missed by Washington. And as we look down there right now, I'm looking at some guys, as you mentioned, Johnny Dobbs, but I'm also seeing number two, Isaiah Nimmers. I mean, those guys, didn't they come up and play actually a little towards the end of their freshman seasons, too? These guys have been around forever, it seems like.
Yeah, and have been good football players.
Yeah, not just coming up as a little token playing time. They came up and were impact players from the get-go.
Yeah, they were. And for Washington, the Warriors, they want to get through this game without any injuries. They want to get through this game, maybe play a lot of people, and just get warmed up. You don't want to go into the playoffs, John, as you know, on a down note. You want to go in on as big a high as you can get.
Well, there's two things in that regard, and let's start with the latter that you just mentioned. You want your team to come out tonight, if you're Paul James and his staff, and you want to see the starters just click in every portion of the game. You want to see a score, a touchdown every time they have possession of the ball. You want to see at least 35 points on the board going into halftime so that you can get that continuous clock going in the second half. But then secondarily, you also want to make sure that everybody's playing full throttle, Scott, because as I can tell you from many years of coaching different sports, injuries sometimes happen when you're not playing at full throttle. And so you can't go out there as a Warrior tonight and expect to give anything less than 100%.
For Burlington, they come in 1-7, as I mentioned. This is a very interesting team, and they run an offense similar to what Prairie does with new coach Mark Bliss. It's a single wing, except, as somebody put it here so eloquently, it's a little bit more Sigourney than Prairie. They will hike it to different people. They will do double handoffs. And if the sophomore game was any indication, we could see any formation and anything happen from the Burlington Greyhounds.
Yeah, and so if they've got some personnel that can create big plays, that might be interesting for the Washington defense. But Sigourney Kyoto, the Savage Cobras, they've been made a living off of that. And so, yeah, this is going to be fun from that respect. I think that the spectators tonight, including the people up here in the booth, are going to have fun watching that.
Yeah, no, it should be interesting. The injury bug has really bit Burlington so far this year, and not sure we're going to see their top athlete, and that is Austin Timberlake, who is starting off as their quarterback. And he was hurt a couple of games ago, and it looks as though it's going to be Tyler Connor as the backup, and he will get the start here this evening. But we're going to see a lot of Cameron Crabtree. He is the leading rusher for this Burlington team. He averages 4.5 yards per carry and is over 500 yards. And also Tyler Mosena will be carrying the ball as well tonight. He is another senior and is the leading receiver. Burlington doesn't throw it a whole lot. They want to go time. They want to go ball possession. They want to have time of possession in their favor. And if they want to make this a game tonight, they have to do that against Washington.
Well, it's a unique offense that they run, but it hasn't been very successful. If you look back at the teams in their district, and as well as the non-district games that they've had, they haven't been able to put a lot of points on the board. They've actually been shut out. Iowa City High shut them out 38-0. The biggest output that they had was against Davenport West, and they got 20 that night, but again in a losing effort. And one of my other favorite scores that I was sharing with you earlier is in week two, they had a very close, tight battle with Fort Madison in which they lost 3-5.
5-3. That darn three-run home run in the bottom of the last inning got them a little bit. Coming your way from Kingston Stadium here tonight, Class 4A, District 6 football. Washington's the champ. City High is in. Prairie and Muscatine have the inside track. Ottumwa can get in as well. We're going to try to keep you updated on scores throughout the night here on KGYM. We had a chance earlier on to talk with Washington head coach Paul James, get some of his thoughts as we get closer and closer to kickoff between the Warriors and the Greyhounds.
Well, what about this team offensively and defensively? What do you want to accomplish here tonight? And any new wrinkles that we might see or you might put on film for some people?
Oh, not really. We're just pretty much doing some of the stuff that we've been doing. We've, you know, added a few things as the season's gone along and a little bit with some of our quarterbacks, different alignments and stuff. And so just those kind of things. It'll be a lot of our normal stuff.
And you talked about a lot of people getting healthy, and that's key for a long playoff run.
Yeah, that's right, especially at our quarterback position. A couple weeks ago, we lost our two varsity quarterbacks, and Brian Cundy, our sophomore, finished out a game. So we just want to make sure everybody's healthy as we get moving forward.
And a chance maybe to move some guys up off a very good sophomore team. Not that they're going to play a whole lot, but at least give them the experience.
That's right. Give them a taste of what it's like. And we'll probably be dressing about 17 of the sophomores tonight that we have uniforms for with our varsity squad. And then tomorrow we get going on practice.
Special teams at this point is always critical, and you want to keep those fresh, sharp, and working on things.
Yeah, Coach Sherman does a great job with our special teams, and I've been really pleased with our kickoff coverage, and we've gotten a couple kickoff returns, and so, you know, there's been a lot of positives on that side of the game.
Well, Burlington, they run a lot of Prairie stuff, so you saw a little bit of this earlier in the year.
Yeah, there's some similarities, you know, a few differences, but some similarities, and we're a little bit prepared for, you know, having seen some of that. Big thing is you just got to follow your keys.
Assignment football.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And just come out of this healthy and get ready for next Wednesday.
That's right. Don't get caught looking in the backfield. Just reach your keys and it'll take you to the ball.
All right. Best of luck to the Warriors tonight.
Thank you very much.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. The Bob Brooks Press Box coming your way on week 9, Friday night of the high school football season. We will have playoff action for you coming up next week. Looking forward to it. More than likely a doubleheader, but we will let you know. And that will be coming up on Monday. Warriors and the Burlington Greyhounds getting set to go at it. Elsewhere tonight in District 6 of Class 4A, it'll be Iowa City High on the road down at Muscatine and a big game between Prairie and Ottumwa. That's got the most playoff implications of all the three games in this district.
Sure does, and you've got a contact, so we're going to keep people posted.
Yeah, we're going to keep people posted on that Prairie-Ottumwa score throughout the evening tonight right here on KGYM. We know right now, officially, 20 of the 32 spots in Class 4A have been accounted for. Congratulations to Des Moines Hoover and Des Moines Lincoln. They got in last night, and we talked about this a little bit, John, on the tailgate tour Mark and I did earlier today, and you probably would know as well as anybody. With the Jeff win last night, we believe this was the best year in history of the Cedar Rapids Public Schools. 23-4 between Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy, and three of those four losses were to one another. How about that?
Yeah, they really did put together, and I think you're right on that. My institutional memory can't verify that for you 100%, but I got to think that the way these three schools have put together there, but you know, some of that though, Scott, I think is because of the advent of district play.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it went away from the conferences, that changed a little bit of strength of schedule and things of that nature. And that's not really, I'm not saying that to diminish what the three public schools have done, because in my mind, this is as strong as these three teams have been in my memory, which, you know, goes back to when I got out of college in the late 70s and came back.
Yeah, I think 1992 may have been the best year up until this year for Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy.
Well, and that was when, you know, you really had to earn your way into the playoffs, and I think all three made it that year.
Two of the three. Kennedy just got edged out on that one. All right, we're going to join the Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior marching band. They are assembled on the field below us, and we will honor America with the playing of our national anthem here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Performed here at Kingston Stadium tonight by the Washington Warrior Band, as Washington getting ready to take the field here on senior night here for 2015. And before we get the starting lineups, go over some of the things you're looking for in this one, John, as Washington gets ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, don't play down to your competition tonight if you're Washington. Come out and play with a high level of enthusiasm, 100% effort all the time. Get the job done. Every possession got to get a score on the board, Scott. And if you take care of business that way, I think it could be a quick night, and you're going to see a lot of guys get in early for Washington.
20 or so sophomores have dressed. And by the way, congratulations to Coach Jason Wood and the Warriors sophomores, district champions, as they shut out Burlington tonight by a score of 42-0 in that game a little bit earlier on this evening. All right, let's go down and get a word from from Zach Johnson on the sideline covering it for us here tonight. As Zach, no rain right now, but it's kind of a foggy, misty night, and what's it look like down in your perspective?
Yeah, Scott, after a rainy day today, you'd expect a field to maybe be a little pretty soaked, actually, and it really affect the game. Playing on this turf, it really keeps the field dry. And I went out there on my tennis shoes. I was able to move around pretty well, so I'm sure the players with the cleats will have no problems with that. Now, how it's going to affect the ball, it very well might. I'm sure they're going to have lots of towels keeping those nice and dry, but I expect the run game to be a key factor tonight.
Yeah, and we do have some wind to talk about here, John, as it is blowing from the south right now at about 10 miles per hour. Not a bad temperature night for week number 9 here at Kingston Stadium, as the temperature right now 58 degrees, and like we said, a little bit of fog shrouding the old gray lady tonight.
Well, you and I have seen way worse in week 9, I can promise you that. I don't think this wind will be a real factor, but I do think that the misty nature of the atmosphere may cause some problems with ball handling. So you're going to have to secure that and take care of business here tonight. The turf does look a little wet, but I don't think it will be a problem, as Zach said.
Warriors making their way out on the tunnel, out onto the field. in their blue jerseys with the white numbers trimmed in red, the red helmets and the white pants with the red and blue trim. And for Burlington, their school colors, purple and gray, and they'll be in their visiting white uniforms with the purple numbers and the gray pants under second-year coach Zach Shea coming from the college ranks, and they're going to do a little swarm-like action coming out onto the field.
They did do a little swarm there, and you know they're going to have to stick together tonight because they're going to get hit by one of the best teams in Eastern Iowa. Washington would love dearly to just unload on them tonight and send them packing early.
Skogman Carlson Insurance starting offense for Washington. It's brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. See them for home, auto, farm, life, and health. They're located at 3700 First Avenue Northeast. Give them a call as well, 774-4620. For Washington up front, left tackle Andrew Todd, the 250-pound sophomore. King Kenny Plume at left guard, 6'2", 240 and a senior. Peter Grubel at center, 6'3", 225 and a junior. Gary Alt, the right guard, 6'3", 255 and a junior. And at right tackle, it is Aries Davis at 6'2", 330 and a senior. Dallas Hobbs, a tight end, 6'6", 230-pounder. And the split end will be Alex Herzog, the 5'8", 160-pound senior. The flanker back, Isaiah Nimmers, 5'9", 170, and a senior. T.J. Vogel will be the quarterback, the 6'2", 200-pounder. The two tailbacks, it'll be Thunder of Johnny Dobbs, 6'2", 225, and a senior. And Lightning with Tavian Patrick, 5'8", 170, and a senior. As Washington will get the ball first, and they will go into the wind here in the first quarter of play, as back deep for the Warriors will be in twin safety formation. Tavian Patrick on the far side and Isaiah Nimmers on the near side. If you're Wash, you got to watch out for anything. I would not be shocked to see fake punts, onside kicks, or anything like that from Burlington
they're
tonight.
They're lining up an onside kick and faking it right now, as many teams will do that just to hold you honest. And so now they're stretching out in the traditional kickoff formation.
Carmelo Cardenas is the kicker.
There it is.
There is the onside kick. A high hop, and Burlington is going to get it at the 44-yard line. And that is not going to make Frank Sherman very happy, the special teams coordinator for Washington.
Well, and that wasn't even close. It was a perfectly executed onside kick. Got that traditional, very high bounce. Came down right into the arms of one of the waiting Burlington number 80. And there wasn't a blue jersey from Washington within 3 or 4 yards of him.
And I had a feeling we may see something like that. And very well executed by the Burlington Greyhounds. Quarterback is Tyler Connor. He is a junior. And he is going to take a look at the sideline. Another trickeration. And the direct snap to Cameron Crabtree right up the middle. So far, two plays, and Burlington is pulling everything out so far.
Yeah, Mo Blue not in the press box again tonight. He's down on the sideline right now, out on the field, kind of exhorting his defense on, if I may put it so mildly.
That's a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine. Burlington will go with the offset I formation to the right. They'll go with Mosena in a slot to the right side. And it'll be the direct snap. And here comes Crabtree, caught by Orion Vance and thrown down for a loss back to the 47-yard line. Going to be a loss of about four as Vance was unblocked getting through there.
Yeah, and he's good at that. Even when he's blocked, he's great at defeating blocks and still coming through and making sure that contain is taken care of. And he just nailed that running back.
Up front for Washington in the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Defensively, Dallas Hobbs at left end, 230 and a senior. Darren Ross, 240-pound senior nose guard. And Rain Weiland, the 205-pound junior right defensive end. Nimmers at one corner along with Herzog. Drew Dostal is the free safety, and we'll give you the linebacking core in a moment. Third down, 13 for Burlington. Here is a snap. Crabtree right up the middle, going to be well short of the first down. Weiland and Ackerman combine on the stop. Ackerman, the middle linebacker. Connor Malcolm also in there, the stud side linebacker.
Three running plays by Burlington yielded one that had positive yardage, and the punt team comes out. Even though they're well into Washington territory.
Sherwood to punt. And Sherwood on the year. He's the backup punter, averaging just about 30 yards per boot. The injured Timberlake is their regular punter. Warriors are going to set up the return. A high kick, a nice spiral angling to the far side, and he got the coffin corner. That's going to go out of bounds, John, I think, inside the 10-yard line. We will await the official signal here, and it's going to be at the 6-yard line.
Nicely done by that young man as he punted that into the Coffin corner, as you said.
38 yards on the punt, no return. Warriors get it, and at their own 6-yard line, though, as the defense did its job and stiffened and allowed the 3 and out. Tavian Patrick will get the start behind quarterback T.J. Vogel, the 6-foot, 200-pound senior for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Going to be Tavian Stewart starting as the fullback tonight for the Warriors. Receivers left and right, and Vogel turns and hands it off to Tavian Patrick, trying to get to the corner, and not much. Maybe out to about the 10-yard line. Good pursuit that time by number 4, Drake Holtenthaner, a junior.
And Sherwood, the punter, out there as well on contain to keep that play from going around the corner.
Maybe a pickup of about 3. Regular 4-3 look for the Burlington Greyhounds. I formation, twins to the left this time for the Washington Warriors. Dallas Hobbs tight end right from the near side hash mark. On second down, here is the toss. Patrick trying to get to the corner, cuts it back at the 10-yard line and brought down at the 11. Good solo tackle.
Mr. Sherwood again.
And Sherwood has been Johnny on the spot so far. Gain of 1 out to about the 11-yard line. It's going to make it third down and 5 coming up for the Warriors.
I think they're playing Sherwood on the wide side of the field right now, whichever side that ends up being.
No score just underway here tonight at Kingston. And great to have you with us on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Herzog and Nimmers out to the near side. Again out of the eye, 3rd and 5 for Washington. On their first offensive possession. Counter right side and tripped up right at the point of attack that time was Tavian Patrick. Drake Aorger, a junior defensive lineman, comes up with the stop, and it's going to be a 3-and-out for the Washington Warriors.
Well, that was counter, Trey, the go-to running play for Paul James, and Aorger just went in there at about 6 inches off the ground and defeated any blocks that were going to be able to clean out the alley there.
Sherwood will drop to get the punt for Ross Kennedy. He's averaging 34 yards a boot so far on the year. Good snap back, no rush. Takes his time and a shanked punt. Might get a roll out of it, though, and will not. Going to be clocked at about the 34-yard line.
He just rolled that off of the outside of his foot. He just almost missed the ball, Scott.
23-yard punt. And Warriors in Burlington, no score right now.
And Ross Kennedy not happy about that at all as he comes off. He's got his helmet off, and he is kind of, he's very upset with himself.
1st and 10, Burlington. At the Washington 34-yard line, second straight possession. They've started in Warrior territory. Direct snap to Connor, rolling to the right side. Going to throw, and it's caught in the flat. Mosena inside the 30 and down to the Washington 26-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of about 8 that time for Burlington.
Nice throw there by the quarterback as he hit his receiver in stride. Got a yard or two after the reception.
And it'll be 2nd down and 2. And Rosina is the leading receiver for Burlington. That's his 12th grab of the year, averaging 16.2 yards per catch. 2nd down and 2, slot left for the Greyhounds. Warriors showing blitz. Here's the double handoff, and Orion Vance right there to throw down Tyler Mosena.
Did Burlington not see Orion Vance on video? Because he's in the backfield virtually on every handoff right now. It's almost like they're not even blocking him, Scott.
I tell you, we asked Paul James at the tailgate tour today about Orion Vance, and he said he's just starting to get to the tip of the iceberg of what he could accomplish.
Yeah, by the time he's done with his career at Washington, there's going to be a lot of Division I coaches that are hoping he'll wear their jersey.
Linebackers for Washington, Malcolm, Patrick, Vance, Ross, Ackerman. We'll see Ian Thomas a lot as well. 3rd and 4. Connor looks to the sideline, down to 3 in the play clock. Down to 2, down to 1, didn't get it off. High snap, but they'll stop the play, and it's going to be delay a game here against Burlington. First penalty.
Their offense came up very early on that without even huddling, and then all of a sudden popped their heads up and looked over to the sideline, probably at Coach Zach Shea, who either change the play or acknowledge that they could go ahead and run it, but they just simply didn't get it off. And how you can do that with these large 25-second clocks in both end zones, that's just not that's not acceptable.
Third down and nine now after the 5-yard mark off. At the 33-yard line, 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Fourth rated Washington and Burlington. Warriors showing blitz. Here's Connor rolling left. Hit as he throws and had to get rid of it. Tried to get it to Sherwood, and Orion Vance has lived in the Burlington backfield so far.
Well, if you're Burlington right now, you should have had this figured out before you came up from south, but you got to know where Orion Vance is all the time, because whether he is just coming on his own accord or whether he's being called on blitzes, he's untouched every time they snap the ball.
Washington's going to send Keon Wills back along with Isaiah Nimmers to get the Sherwood punt. They'll line up inside the 10-yard line to get the boot on fourth and nine. Here is the punt, and again, angling toward the far side of Sherwood, and did he get it again?
I think he did. I think it might even be closer to the goal line.
I think it's going to be inside the 5-yard line. At about the, well, it will be right at the 5-yard line. With 6:07 to play, and the Warriors have had no luck as far as field position, and it all started with the onside kick to start the game.
This is not the way, obviously, that the Washington coaching staff was hoping that they would start the game, but the nature of football, Scott, no matter what the level is, you've got to put the last play, the last series, the last week, all of it's got to go behind you. You flush it, you come out and deal with what's going to happen next.
Washington will put Ben Nassif, the 5'9", 185-pound junior, fullback, ahead of Johnny Dobbs, the senior. I formation on first down, and Vogel to pass out of his own end zone. Has time, rolls, and throws incomplete, way behind the fullback Nassif. Drew Dostal is out there in the pattern as well as Orion Vance, but Warriors just look a little bit lethargic right now, John.
Well, we talked about not playing down to your competition. I don't know if it's necessarily that as much as, like you said a few minutes ago, Scott, Burlington coming out here with nothing to lose. They're pulling out all the stops. They know that they're done after tonight. The gear is getting checked in. They want to get everything out of this season that they can now.
This is their playoff game. Second down and 10 from the 5. Greyhounds show blitz from the outside. They'll bring it. Hand off. Dobbs right up the pipe and two maybe. And he gets to about to the 7-yard line. Sherwood in there again. And also the kicker, Camilo Cardenas, in there as well.
I will tell you this. The fact that you started both of your first two possessions offensively inside your own 10-yard line kind of makes you a little tentative anyway. So right now, they're kind of trying to just inch their way out of this hole that they've been in both possessions.
Greyhounds look to the sideline, and we'll tell you about what's special about that in a moment. Third down and 8. Four-man front. Vogel back to throw from his own end zone. Going to go deep near side. Man wide open. Dostal over the shoulder. Grab at the 40. It's a foot race to the Burlington 30. To the 20. And he's going to go. 93-yard touchdown pass from quarterback T.J. Vogel to Drew Dostal. That's how you flip the field.
Well, that'll take care of any lethargic attitudes that anybody was having. A 93-yard strike, and it was just five-step drop back and throw that ball as far as you can, and there's no doubt he was wide open and hit him in stride, and that's all she wrote on that.
93 yards has to be close to a Warrior record as far as touchdown passes are concerned. From one quarterback to another quarterback. Here's the extra point by Ross Kennedy. It's on its way, and it is good. And the Warriors, with a big play, get on the board. It's Washington 7 and Burlington nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Kingston Stadium right after this here on KGYM.
If you're not happy at work, why are you still there? Come work for an industry leader in the manufacturing of home appliances. Whirlpool Corporation in Amana, Iowa. Make world-class products for Whirlpool Corporation. They're hiring now for third shift production team, Sunday through Thursday, midnight to 7 a.m. Feel what it's like to take pride in your job, the products you make, and your team. It's time for something better. Apply online at WhirlpoolCareers.com. Start being happy at your job. Join Whirlpool. Equal opportunity employer. Pre-employment drug test required.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, and we mentioned before that big touchdown play, John, that the Burlington Greyhounds staff, and I know that's not going to make one person very happy. And you look down on the assistant coaching staff. Oh, you remember him as number 47 out of Burlington that had a pretty darn good Big Ten career for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Mitch
Long.
King.
Blonde locks that flew, and boy, did he love that defensive line that he played.
Great to see him coaching and back at his alma mater in his hometown. One hopper picked up on the far side, and crossing the 20-25 is Cameron Crabtree. And he's going to take it out close to the 30-yard line. In fact, they'll mark him right at the 30-yard line. It's going to be a 17-yard return. He can have a meeting with Washington assistant coach Kevontae Martin Manley, of course.
Sure have been a lot of Iowa Hawkeyes that finished their playing careers for Kirk Ferentz and then somehow found their way to Cedar Rapids to coach, haven't they?
Yes, they have. A few of them at Regina as well. Here's a direct snap. They go to Connor off the right side. Crosses the 30 and pretty good surge out to about the 35-yard line for Connor. Connor and Crabtree both line up in the backfield, John, and with their hands out anticipating the snap.
It's kind of goofy that you've got those two guys. It's like having two shotgun quarterbacks shoulder to shoulder, and you don't know which one's going to get the snap because they both got their hands out there in anticipation of getting it.
So that's what makes it a little bit different from what Prairie does. Second down and five from the 35, 4:29, clock rolling, first quarter, 7-0. Fourth-rated Washington on top. Here's the direct snap. Same play, and Connor got steamrolled. At about the line of scrimmage, popping through there, Rain Weiland, and also Darren Ross, the nose guard. That was a hard-earned yard that time. Coming up at the conclusion of the game, we will have our Slobberknocker Award. It is brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. Third and four, wide side of the field to the near side. Warriors showing blitz with Orion Vance. Here it comes. Here's a direct snap, and Vance throws down the ball carrier. That was number three that time, Camilo Cardenas.
And again, Orion Vance virtually unblocked in the backfield as soon as the ball is snapped. And I got to think that when Orion watched film of this offense that Burlington is going to bring up tonight, he just had to be like a junkyard dog salivating at fresh meat, seeing what was there.
Here comes the rush. Kick is away by Sherwood, a high floater, and fair catch. No fair catch called for. Taking it was Keon Wills, and probably should have called for a fair catch. He's going to backpedal back to the 20-yard line. Good punt by Sherwood.
Sherwood's had three great punts in a row here, two of them out of bounds in the coffin corner, and that one could have brought down rain.
We hope it doesn't, but it
could have. We don't want any rain. So a little better starting field position here on the third possession for Washington as they set up shop on their own 20.
Warriors scoring on the big 93-yard touchdown hookup from T.J. Vogel to Drew Dostal, who, of course, is the backup quarterback.
Good to see both of them healthy and out on the field operating at 100% tonight.
Indeed. Split backs this time for Washington. And here is the toss. Here's Patrick. Started outside, had to cut it back inside, and brought down, ankle tackled. And Adam Wegman, another junior, made the stop. So far, Burlington has done a good job protecting the flanks.
Got a pretty good defense, you know. They defeat blocks. They get down in low hip position. They wrap up. I mean, they've got good fundamentals on defense, Scott.
You think a little Mitch King?
Well, I guarantee you, if nothing else, he probably brought his attitude because they look like they're out there trying to hit people.
Wills to the left, Alex Herzog to the right side this time. Back to the eye for Washington on second down and nine. Here's a straight-ahead handoff. Patrick cuts it back to the right. Not much. Two more. Tripped up at about the 23-yard line. Zyshawn Baker, another junior. And this is a young Burlington football team.
Yeah, counter tray again, which is the go-to running play for Paul James. And obviously Burlington has scouted that out and figured out a way to stay low enough to not get driven out of the position there.
2 minutes remaining first quarter. 7-0 Washington. And the Warriors with third and long. From the middle of the field, they're on 23, third and seven. Short drop, Vogel, guns, caught, slant, 35-40, and a touchdown-saving tackle. Keon Wills almost got away from the defender, Josh Vorwerk, and that would have gone for six.
Deep slant pattern that was going to go the distance, if not for that shoestring tackle, because he had nobody behind him.
Keon Wills, interesting story, basketball player, and just came out after the season started, I believe. Wanted to play some football.
Why wouldn't you want to be on the Washington football team is my question, if you're a boy.
42-yard line, and the Warriors are going to get a 5-yard penalty as the right side of the offensive line moved early.
You know, there's just so much over the last several years that have been positive about being a football player at Washington, Scott, that if you have any athletic inclinations whatsoever and you're not a cross-country runner that has other things in the fall that you could do, I mean, I just don't know why you wouldn't want to be a part of this. There's so much special going on here at Washington football.
Adrian Garrett in right now, the 5'9", 265-pounder. Here's a quick throw out the side. Herzog makes a man miss. 40, near sideline to the 50, into Burlington territory. Turns on the speed and forget it. He hit a different gear, John. And it's a 63-yard touchdown for Washington.
Safety came over, was the only person left that could have had a say in stopping that. And it was just a nice little acceleration fake-out move there that he put on that safety. And, boy, missed a couple of games, but he's back with a vengeance.
That was a thing of beauty. A thing of beauty. We can get a word from Zach down there because he got a good look at it. As he just hit another gear at about the 30. That was just a quick out to Herzog. And he took it all the way for the touchdown. Kennedy with the point after try, and it's up and good. And it's now 14-0. Two big plays and two touchdowns for the Warriors. We'll throw it down to Zach in the sideline. And holy cow, Zach, he hit a different level there. I don't know what you guys call it. What is it, the Z button or something like that? Nope. We'll get back to Zach here in a moment. Some scores here early on. Xavier on top of Marion, 21-0. And it's not been a good year for Tony Perkins and the Indians. Also, Prairie on top of Ottumwa, 12-0 in the first quarter early. Prairie wins that. They are in. And probably will get, could get the second, but more than likely the third seed.
Well, if Jalen Ryan is healthy and out on that field, I think it's going to be pretty tough for the Bulldogs to handle that Prairie team because they're feeling real good about themselves right now.
You wouldn't want to play Prairie either, I don't think.
Well, they've got so many ways of putting points on the board. You know, I don't know what their average over the last four or five games has been, but it's routine for them to put 40 and 50 points up on an opponent, a good opponent.
Warriors will kick it off once again from left to right. Crabtree back to get the kick, angling to the far side, and he'll get a shot at it about the 14-yard line. Little stutter move, 20, angles right, 25, 30, has a hold, 35, cuts it back to the 40, and out to about the 44. Warrior special teams not been the best tonight so far.
No, they haven't, and this is the kickoff team was the one that I believe Paul James was telling you in the year's pregame remarks of how pleased he was with them, but they didn't live up to their potential there on that particular play by Michael Crabtree, who's done a lot for Burlington already in this game.
Yeah, he has. So first down for the Greyhounds as they trail 14-0 here in the first quarter. Cardenas in there off the fake double handoff. Connor's pass tipped away incomplete by Connor Malcolm. Tried to get it out of there to Camilo Cardenas. And Warriors sniffed that one out all the way. Double handoff and then a pass.
It's the kind of thing that you expect to see from this single wing offense. A lot of misdirection and possible double handoffs, but that ball didn't even have a chance to be caught because it was thrown on the wrong shoulder. And when you're pass between the quarterback and the receiver is that close a relationship, well, you've got to get it at least on the right side for him to not have to turn completely around.
50.7 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. And it'll be second down and 10. High snap, and taking it himself is Michael Warr, a senior. Takes it off the right tackle for a couple. And he'll take it across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down at about 8 for Burlington, and they're 0 for 3 so far on, or make it, yes, 0 for 3 so far on third down tries.
Now they just don't have the firepower up front to come off the ball and push Washington's defense back. They haven't picked up the blitz whatsoever, and that's kind of a lethal combination against this very, very good Wash team.
First quarter time is going to run out. Warriors with two big plays, and they lead it 14-0. The fourth-rated Washington Warriors do over the Burlington Greyhounds. We'll come back to Kingston Stadium after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy 31st anniversary. For 31 years, Zio Giano's has been serving the best homemade Italian food in the corridor. Come to participating Zio Giano's every Wednesday in October for all the spaghetti you care to eat for only $3.49. Yes, $3.49 for all the spaghetti and delicious sauce that you can eat.
So come to Zio Giano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giano's for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giano's, the pasta makes...
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
Total yards through the first quarter, Washington 186 and Burlington 11. And the Warriors lead it 14-0 here on two big plays as we open the second quarter. Burlington ball, they'll have a third down and 8 from the 46-yard line. Man in motion. Here is the jet sweep coming left. Crabtree turns the corner, still on his feet, fighting for yardage, and he's going to get a first down. Good hard running. Ball came loose at the end, and I didn't hear a whistle, and the Warriors got it.
Yeah, stripped out by Isaiah Nimmers. The ball carrier, Cameron Crabtree, would not go down. Now we've got a flag after it right beside the bench for Burlington, Scott.
Maybe a little frustration bowling over. Officials are going to talk. Crabtree had the first down, got pushed back.
He just wouldn't go down, and that gave Nimmers time to come in. And on the way down, he just reached around behind, grabbed that ball, and stripped it out.
Somebody's going to get a unsportsmanlike or a personal foul. We'll see what the call is.
They've got one of the Burlington coaches pleading his case like, what did we do?
Personal foul, Burlington.
Well, so not only are they going to turn over the ball after what was probably their best offensive play of the night, but you're going to add a little insult to injury, and that ball's going to be marched well back into Burlington territory now. Warriors are going to start at about the 39 of Burlington.
And that's where they will put it into play in scrimmage. Well, that's when you're having a... Oh, we got another flag.
Well, the coach...
Well, this will be a sideline warning.
Yeah.
It'll just be a warning.
Although I will tell you that whoever that Burlington coach is, he's not earning any points on the sportsmanship ledger with this officiating crew. Just his animated antics over there are drawing a lot of people's vision his way.
First down for Wash. And they'll have it at the 39, up 14-0. Nimmers to the left side for Washington. And up top, it'll be Drew Dostal. Eye formation. Dobbs tail the tandem. Vogel straight back to throw. Has time. Going to throw deep. Going for Nimmers. Left sideline. Jumps. Can't bring it down. Incomplete. One-on-one out there with Josh Vorwerk. And it'll be second down and 10.
Boy, why not go for another home run ball? The two previous have sure gone with both Dostal and Herzog taking it the distance. Might as well let Nimmers have his chance at it.
Three-year starter Isaiah Nimmers. And he is a good one. He's going to play Division I football somewhere next year.
Yes, he is. He's been a very, very special player. Just an impact ever since he was a sophomore and started defensively for Washington. Something special right there.
So second down and 10. Again, receivers left and right for the Warriors. They'll line up tight end left. Nassif in front of Dobbs, and the counter left side to Johnny Dobbs, and good form tackling that time. That was Sherwood again, who came up with the stop on Dobbs after a gain of two, and the Warriors' ground game has not been able to get on track so far. 11 rushing yards, 175 passing yards for Washington in the first quarter.
The defense for Burlington has done a nice job of staying low and not getting driven off of their box, so they just kind of hang around and make some piles in there.
Warriors third down and 8. Vogel short drop, looks for the slant, caught by Nimmers at the 25, almost busted loose, but has got enough for the first down to about the 23-yard line. That'll be a 14-yard gain, and Warriors are making hay on third down.
Vogel looking very comfortable back in the pocket right now, surveying the field and just delivering strike after strike.
Edco leading Starmont 14-6. Some other scores. First down and 10 at the Burlington 24-yard line. 14-0 Wash going with the win here in the second quarter. Giving the trap to Nassif, and the big fullback gets good yardage. Down to about the 16-yard line as he goes for 8. Coming up with the tackle, Cardenas along with Baker. Fullbacks have run well for Washington so far this year.
They really have. That trap has worked so well every time Paul James calls it. But if you're one of the guards on the offensive line for Washington, you just love it when you get a chance to blindside a guy right in close quarters there.
Dallas Hobbs in the bunch formation on the right slot here. They go in balance that way. One setback, Dobbs, they'll run it that way, cuts it back at the point of attack, turns it back up at the 10, still on his feet, to the 5, still on his feet, and in for the touchdown. Johnny Dobbs on a 16-yard run, best run of the night for Washington, and it is 20-0 Warriors.
Johnny Dobbs just showing his physicality and his size and his strength and his bulldog determination to get that in, carrying Greyhound defenders along with him.
Ross Kennedy to try to tack on the extra point. Out of the hold of Drew Dostal, the backup quarterback. Good snap. And the kick on its way, and no problem. Warriors have scored on 3 successive drives. And with 9:58 to play in the first half, Warriors lead it 21-0. And we'll come back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports, they're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Warriors started a little slow, but they've picked it up. 3 big plays, a 93-yard touchdown, a 63-yard touchdown, and now a 16-yard touchdown, and it's 21-0 in favor of Washington, and definitely have a Burlington team that's a lot frustrated right now.
Floodgate's starting to open after that Burlington fumble and the quick touchdown after that, but right now, this Burlington team is giving everything they've got, Scott. They're not coming out here and laying down, even though they're down 21-0. Big play is what they haven't been able to stop.
Yeah, the run defense has been pretty good. Kennedy is going to kick it with the wind through the back of the end zone on a hop. And it will be first and 10 Burlington. And they will move into the wind here in the second quarter. That's still at about, I'd say, at least 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Coming straight out of the south now. So that was a nice wind-aided kick into the end zone. And it's nice being able to put your defense out there on the field knowing that the offense is going to have to go 80 yards. Not many teams, even the best of them, can go 80 yards without shooting themselves in the foot somewhere along the line.
Sherwood and Mocena out to the near side. One receiver out to the left. This time they'll go out of the straight shotgun with Connor. Sends Crabtree in motion. Here's Connor, and he gets submarine right at the line of scrimmage. And usually that means the middle of the line, the nose guard. He was there. That was Ross, but also in there, Connor Malcolm.
Offensive coordinator Mo Blues just got his linebackers pinning their ears back and coming from all directions right now. They had two outside blitzes coming in there on that particular play, and they didn't have to get to use either one of them.
Xavier is up to 24 to nothing over Marion tonight. Second down and 10. Play clock at 5. Mocena starts in motion, and he'll get it on the sweep, trying to get to the corner, and Orion Vance just chased him down from behind and whipped him down after a gain of about a yard. Ian Thomas was there as well for the Warriors. Quick, and more quick on this defense. They'll give him two, and it'll be third down and 8. And the Burlington ground game has not been able to get on track tonight either.
Well, they do some nice misdirection things, but it just seems like they're also packed in so tight, they don't really allow themselves any space, and the inability of their line to come off the ball doesn't help either.
Third and 8. And wholesale movement, and that got the Warriors to jump. The left side, they lined up in a bunch formation, left slot, John. The entire formation went right.
We have seen Mark Bliss do this at Prairie on a handful of occasions this year, and it so befuddles the defense that when everybody just gets up and starts moving, it looks like the play has begun, but they didn't put a hand down in the grass, and so they're still allowed to shift before the snap.
So a 5-yard mark off against the Warriors, and it'll make it third down and about 3.
It's just tough to make a living off of that. You can get 5 yards here and there, but you're not going to have a sustained drive off of that.
Final regular season night here at Kingston.
Although I think that Washington and Kennedy both have designs of being out here a couple more times.
Yeah, they're not going to shut the gates yet. Third down and 3. Connor in the gun. And gets the snap. Rolls, throws short, incomplete to Mocena. Ian Thomas was there, and also there for the Washington defense was Nick Nassif. And another 3 and out, the 4th for Burlington.
And 3 for Burlington.
I got a feeling they're going to pull out a fake punt at some point. 4th and 3, maybe this is it, but deep in your own territory. We'll see. Nope, they'll hike it back. Rushes on. Sherwood gets it away. A low kick will take a Burlington bounce at the 50, and it'll be touched up at about the 46-yard line. 7:59 to play in the first half, and the Warriors will get it back up 21 to nothing.
Ryan Vance very close to getting a hand on that punt, as he has on the previous two.
We will get into the playoffs coming up at halftime and next week. We won't tell you travel distances or anything like that. We'll leave that to the experts.
Nobody would spend time doing that, would they?
I wouldn't think so. First down from the 46. Short drop, Vogel. The quick out caught by Nimmers and can't get away this time. And a couple Greyhounds come in late as Nimmers getting up a little slowly. Boy, that's the last thing you want if you're Washington, to twist a knee or something like that.
Yeah, he's going to be fine, though. It's actually his elbow, I think, he's holding more than anything, his shoulder. Or he's going to come out of the game here, in fact.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
He's up there kind of rolling that shoulder out a little bit as he comes off. And, yeah, you're right, Scott, that is not a good thing. He's throwing his helmet down on the ground now. He is in some severe pain. We may have to throw this downstairs because Zach Johnson is right there. Got a little better look at it than I did.
Hopefully it's not a collarbone got popped out the shoulder joint or something like that. And got twisted down. I thought it was a knee at first, but yeah, he's kind of grabbing at the shoulder. Second down and 10. Here's a toss. Patrick on the sweep. Right side. Little opening. Gets into Burlington territory. Crosses a 50. And down to the Greyhound 49-yard line for Tavian Patrick. We'll go to Zach after this play here and get an update on what's happening down there with Isaiah Nimmers, a very valuable piece of property for Washington.
As is his helmet, which he spiked down. I don't think you want to be damaging your helmet if you want to go back in the game.
Third down, a little more than five. Keon Wills, Alex Herzog to the left side. Burlington showing blitz, and here they come. Inside handoff, and
goodbye.
Goodbye. Tavion Stewart, what a call by Paul James.
Pull back trap.
49-yard trap. He knew the blitz was coming and just handed it off to the fullback, and that was all she wrote.
And you could just see the defenders for Burlington just kind of, they didn't even give chase. They just stopped and said, oh, there he goes.
Touchdown, Washington. Tavion Stewart with a 49-yard run. You remember back to opening day, against Jefferson on the Saturday. He had a huge game to help Wash late.
He's the one that pulled that game out for him in a tightly contested game in week one.
So it'll be extra point time, number four for Ross Kennedy. It's on its way and missed that one. Pushed it off to the right.
Yeah, Kennedy's having a little bit of an off night himself.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check with Zach on the sideline. It's 27-0, Washington on top. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, and let's go downstairs. Zach, we'll throw it to you. Isaiah Nimmers, we want to talk about, but then the kicker, Ross Kennedy, has come up limping here. What did you find out about number two? You may have to get Zach a new battery. We'll get down to him coming up here.
Yeah, after that missed PAT kick, Ross Kennedy came off about halfway and he got about to the numbers on his way to the sideline, and he just crumpled down on his knees and had to be helped off by one of the Warrior assistants.
So it'll be first and 10 after the touchback. Prairie is on top 18-0, and Springville leading Cedar Valley Christian 42-0. Those are a couple scores. We'll have more coming up at halftime. So it'll be first down Burlington, 27-0. In favor of the Warriors of Washington with 6:27 to play here in the first half. Here's a direct snap coming to the right side. Not much. Rain Weiland. Dallas Hobbs, Tavian Patrick all over the ball carrier, Cameron Crabtree. Going to lose about a yard. And Burlington is just not going to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, they've come out and they've given a great try, but it's just not going to happen. They don't have the bodies or the physicality to be able to move, running the ball anyway, at least on this Warrior defense. And they haven't shown the ability to throw the ball yet either. So just doing a little quick math with that missed PAT by Kennedy. Unless Wash gets two more scores before halftime here, they will not have the continuous clock, or would not, rather, second half.
Here's a double handoff. Mozina coming to the left side, gets to the 20, pushed ahead as he'll get to about the 23-yard line. He'll go for four on the misdirection play, and Burlington 0 for 5 on third down tries, and he'll have another one here.
Just looking down at the Wash sideline here, Scott, Isaiah Nimmers is putting his helmet back on right now, although I'm not sure he's going to necessarily be allowed to go back in here in this game.
Well, if there's any doubt.
Man, why would you?
Why would you do it? If there's any doubt. So it'll be third and eight. As Burlington with a high snap. Connor rolls, throws, and the pass incomplete. Going to Mozina in the flat. Tavian Patrick was lining up Mr. Mozina in his gun sights. Wasn't going to get a first down even if that play was completed.
Catchable ball, though, and unlike the last time that he threw to Mozina, it was down at his feet. So that was a catchable ball. They would not have had the first down, as you mentioned, but that's going to bring out, number one, Spencer Sherwood again, who arguably has been one of the bright spots here for Burlington in this first half.
Low snap. He's in trouble. He's going to have to run it. Picks it up. Gets to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and is not going to get enough for the first down. As a bad snap caused that punt to go haywire. Will pick up three, but Wash is going to get it at the 25-yard line of Burlington.
Did sidestep the first couple of Warriors in there that could have tackled him. Decided to run, and if he had chosen to, he could have stopped and punted the ball, but he could see that first down marker not too far off, and he gave it a heck of a try. And I'll say it again, this kid's a gamer. Sherwood's out there giving everything he's got for the Hounds.
Xavier now up 31-0 in the second quarter, and Prairie at the end of the first quarter leading Ottumwa 18-0. Thanks to Jeff Downing for that. Helping us out. Did a great job officiating that sophomore game tonight as well. Run the 27, Warriors in the shotgun. Inside handoff, Johnny Dobbs to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Touchdown, Washington. Hardly touched. And the Warriors are up now 33-0.
27-yard scamper there, and he just was untouched. And, you know, you can just see the defense for the Greyhounds right now. They're back on their heels, and I think they've pretty much about ready to wave the white flag, Scott, on the first teamers of Wash anyway.
And Paul James wants to get a lot of people in, and he probably will. Now Connor Guider is going to try the extra point here. And Ross Kennedy injured, as we mentioned. Here's the extra point try, and it's good, and it's 34-0 in favor of the Warriors here with 4:33 to play. That drive, if you will, took 8 seconds to put on the board. We'll take another 30-second break and come back and have more from Kingston right after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
After work, you've got a whole different kind of work. Feed the kids, keep them on time, get them to their activities. Hey, you got this. Stop at Center Point Travel Plaza. Pick up Subway, McDonald's, or Fireside Pizzeria. Top off the tank with Sinclair Gas, and you're on your way. Your family each stays on time, and you have the fuel to get them where they need to be. After work, just got good again. Stop by Center Point Travel Plaza on the way home tonight. Exit 35 off I-380, just north of Cedar Rapids.
For the big, fat cylinders.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, 34-0 in favor of Washington. And right now, after a slow start, everything the Warriors are doing is coming up roses.
Yeah, big plays right now, really breaking the back of Burlington. And, you know, they came in the first quarter, and you know what? They've been on their game. They tried as hard as they could, but right now they're just kind of basically sitting back. They're succumbing to the Warriors, who are imposing their will.
Here's the approach and the kick. High end over end, and this one will go into the end zone. Burlington started off the game with an onside kick. Got it back.
Yep.
Pin washed twice. And this game changed with the 93-yard touchdown pass from T.J. Vogel to Drew Dostal.
Now, this is what the quick strike, big play offense ability that Paul James's team has can do to a team. And I know that down the road, they're really looking to do that on some of the quality teams, too, not just some of the teams like Burlington that they're making it look simple for tonight.
First down for the Greyhounds. Crabtree in the backfield, and they'll shift again all of the forces from the left side to the right side. Direct snap and right up the middle, and then push back was Crabtree. Rain Weiland was there, and Darren Ross also there. That's going to be a loss of about a yard right there. And it'll be second down and 11 coming up here, John.
Just tough for them to get any rushing attack going, Scott. They don't spread the field at all. They've got everybody bunched up within just a very small area of the field, and that makes it real easy for defenses to just pack in the box there and pin your ears back and go straight ahead. So, yeah, this has just been easy pickings for the Warrior defense tonight.
Second down and 11. One receiver to the left side, tight formation, middle of the field at the 19. Direct snap to Connor, rolls left, throws into flat, incomplete. Off the hands of Jackson Gravel. He's a senior wideout, and Connor right now is misfired in his last five attempts.
Well, again, that was a fairly catchable ball. His receivers aren't helping him out a whole lot here. That ball was thrown on a rope, and it was within his reach. He could get both of his hands on it, and so that's why I say it was a catchable ball. But I just don't think that they have the tendency to get confidence in their passing game and allow that to be a part that can work for them consistently.
Another third down, 0 for 6 so far are the Greyhounds. Receiver right, tight formation, slot right. And here is the direct snap right up the middle to the fullback, and he's going to get the first down. First one of the night for Burlington and the first conversion. And right up the middle goes Mason Hartman. He is a sophomore. And he takes it and rumbles out to the 40-yard line.
You know, that was the first time tonight, Scott, I've seen that misdirection of people going in several different directions really have an effect on the defense there for Wash. They literally did not know who had that ball and were looking at several other people that possibly could have.
And Hartman had a convoy up the middle as well. Now, there are five linemen for Burlington, and they'll flip-flop them depending on the play. They'll go tight end right this time. Back to throw, Connor. Going to throw to the near far side. Make that, and it's incomplete. Diving attempt made at about the 45-yard line. Good defense out there for the Warriors.
Jameer Parker goes in, slaps that away.
And it will be second down and 10. 34-0 Washington. 3:08 to play here in the first half. Listening to high school football tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Mosina in the slot to the right side. Cardenas is in there alongside Connor. They'll both put their hands up. They'll snap it back to Connor. He'll throw to the right side. Incomplete, and a penalty flag. And might have been a grab here of Sherwood as he tried to slant.
Ball intended for Sherwood on the slant pattern, and did get a piece of cloth. One of the secondary defenders there for Wash did. Good to see Isaiah Nimmers back out on the field. I don't know how much longer. We'll probably see him out there as Drew Dostal is warming up on the sideline. I think TJ Vogel's night might be over.
We haven't seen. Well, Nimmers is out there.
He is out there, right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be out there, but speaking of when the ball goes back in offense for Washington, that Dostal has been warming up down on the sideline, so Vogel's night perhaps may be over.
10-yard penalty against Burlington, a first down at midfield. Down 34-0, 3:03 to play here in the first half. Four-man front for the Warriors. Double slot left. They'll run it that way with Cardenas. Just backs his way for about a yard. Dallas Hobbs on the stop as he got help from Connor Malcolm in there. And Rain Weiland.
Hey, what's strange when I'm watching this game, Scott, is we're so used anymore to seeing teams spread all over the field. And the best way I can describe what we're seeing tonight, if you're not out here watching this, is there's 11 jerseys all packed in a bunch, 11 other jerseys on the other side all packed in a bunch, and it just, the whole game is taking place in a tiny little area of the field.
Connor gets a snap, rush coming, throws near side, almost intercepted by Nimmers. Sherwood just stopped on the route that time. Third down and 10 coming up.
I think it says a lot about the state of football today that we're not used to seeing 22 people that tightly packed together in the middle of the field this much.
No, we are not. Third and 10 from the 50. They'll move everyone from the left side to the right side. Gravel is the receiver. Direct snap, Cardenas just takes it right up the middle and gets about four out of it before he was brought down. And I think we might get a Warrior timeout, did we? Wash wants to stop the clock, and they will.
Well, at 34 to nothing right now, they would love to get one more score on the board so that they can start that continuous clock second half.
All right, and let's see if we can get Zach down there on the sidelines. Nimmers is back in. I want to get Zach's opinion, and then Kennedy here, Ross Kennedy as well. So okay, we'll get Zach at halftime. As Kennedy is down there, it looks like he may have pulled something. You think he's trying to?
You know what it looks like to me? You know, you hate to speculate because it could be in so many different things, but it looks a little bit like maybe a groin pull to me.
That would not be a good thing for a kicker either.
No, it wouldn't. But again, that's total speculation on my part. I could be way off. I do not have any training degree background.
And again, like all kickers this year, he's got a great pair of shoes. Got the fluorescent orange shoes going.
It seems like everywhere we go, the kickers are outdoing themselves with the different colors of neon.
Yeah, they are. Zach's going to find out. He's going to go right up to the source.
No messing around with our Zach Johnson.
And I'm sure Ross said, I'm fine. Sherwood in there, but he is not going to be the punter. This is Connor. So be weary here if you're the Warriors. As Nimmers will go back to get the punt. And he'll set up shop at the 10-yard line. Mo Blue is sensing something here as well. Here is the snap, and Connor is going to throw. It's a throw back to Sherwood. Makes the catch at the 50-yard line and is not going to get the first down. Mo Blue had that sniffed out all the way.
They're too slow developing. I like the way that they're pulling out all the stops, but, you know, and that's the guy that you got to go to. I mean, Sherwood, he's their go-to man over there. He kind of does it all on offense, defense, special teams. He's their man, but they should have snapped that ball a lot quicker, and if they could have not given it away by tipping their hand and making their line go over, too.
All right, after this play, we'll get an update on Ross Kennedy here. First down, Washington up 34 to nothing. That's the score as well. Xavier over Marion right now in the second quarter. Trips right, one receiver to the left side. Shotgun for Drew Dostal, who's in there at quarterback. He'll hand it off to Tavian Patrick. Huge hole up the middle to the 40. Leaps the pile. Gets across the 35 to the 33-yard line. That is a gain of 19 more, and the holes are starting to gape. All right, and we have an injured player here. Looks like Sherwood is hurt. So that'll give us a chance to go down and check in with Zach. And Zach, what do you got down there?
Yeah, I ventured over and I talked to Ross and I asked him if he was okay and kind of what happened. He said he was feeling fine. He's just on that extra point. He kind of blacked out for a second and he went through a testing protocol and the trainer signed him off okay. He said he's all right.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Good job. First and 10, Wash at the 33. And they will scrimmage from the middle of the field. Drew Dostal in there at quarterback. He's back to throw. Now rolling to the right side. Going to throw deep. Man out there, but overshot him incomplete, Isaiah Nimmers. There was safety help over there. And it'll be second down and 10.
Drew Dostal's pass intended for Isaiah Nimmers.
Dostal when he's been in there, has been a very effective quarterback. 8 of 11, 158 yards, 5 touchdowns.
You lose a whole lot when you go to the junior, Drew Dostal, back there. You know, he understands what a receiver is looking for because he is one of the go-to receivers for T.J. Vogel. So when he gets his chance back there to throw, he makes the most of it.
So second down and 10. Here's the inside handoff. Patrick starts left. Penalty flag down to the 20. Cuts to the outside to the 15 to the 10, and he's going to go in. But I think this is going to come back. Might have been a grab there. We shall see.
Yeah, they've already signaled the holding as the preliminary call, and the flag's down on the 30-yard line, so it'll be marched back 10 yards from that. They'll repeat second down. But, yeah, Wash's offense just making it look ever so easy right now. It's developed into a situation where it's just like taking candy from a baby as long as that starting offense is out there for Wash. But I'll say it again, they're up 34 to nothing here with a minute 38 before half, and I know that they had as one of their goals in this game tonight to be able to come out and start the continuous clock upon the commencement of second half. They need one more score if that's the case.
Yeah, they do. Second down. Black Marchand out to the left side. Same play up the middle. Patrick explodes to the 30. Stiff arm 25. Swim move at the 20 and brought down at about the Burlington 10-yard line. That's a 30-yard run for Tavian Patrick. We had Jefferson with all the big plays last night, and Washington's trying to match him.
Yep, they both public schools been going up and down the field here the last couple nights.
That's nine plays in double digits. First down and 10. Warriors can get a first down just outside, inside the one-yard line. Penalty flag down, throw right. Nimmers in the flat, makes the catch, makes a move, and gets in. But penalty flags are down. And it's going to bring it back. Illegal motion against Washington. Someone wasn't set on that left side.
All kinds of time left, though. Minute 16 here before the half. And the way Washington's just doing whatever they so choose at will, this little five-yard march off isn't going to probably have a big effect in the grand scheme of things.
And then make co-golf coach, co-Washington CO, Washington golf coach Chris James a happy man. Son of Paul, of course. 5-yard mark off, first down and 15 on the shotgun. Patrick starts right, cuts back to the left with an opening to the 10. To the 5, goes for the pylon and got it. Touchdown, Washington. Tavian Patrick with the 15-yard rumble. That's his first touchdown of the night.
Six touchdowns in a row on six possessions for Wash. And we do have Connor Guider out there to attempt the kicking chore duty.
Yeah, Mr. Kennedy is punting along the near sideline on the track. That takes a minute and 1 second. And Guider will try the extra point. Skip back and still got it up and through. 107 to play here in the first half. Washington up big. It's the Warriors 41 and Burlington nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
107 to play before halftime. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. Thanks to Bill Bark, everybody out there, for helping out. One of our great sponsors. High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And if it stays like this, we'll have the second half start with a continuous clock as the Warriors will kick off with the win. And another line drive deep kick, and it'll be taken at the one-yard line this time. Back 15 to the 20, bouncing off the pile that time was Tamale Tellis. And he'll get out to about the 23-yard line. So Burlington will have one more possession here in the first half. And the Greyhounds will have it at the 23-yard line. But down 41 to nothing. Warriors have scored in every possession except their first when they were pinned at the 6-yard line. We'll get a word from Paul James as soon as he climbs down from the press box at halftime. Receiver left, slot left. Warriors showing blitz, straight ahead with it, Crabtree. Dives across the 25 to the 26-yard line. They're going to stick with this running game. Of course, what are you going to do, change things in week 9 and start passing out of this formation?
Yeah, Alan, they have attempted some passes, but their just receivers have not been able to come in with that ball. So,
quarterback is so key, not only in all of football, but it's especially in an offense like Burlington is trying to run.
Well, and they're just really don't have much size on their offensive line, and their athleticism really limited to just a handful of players.
Timberlake is out. Here's Crabtree, gets a direct snap, starts right, gets two more out to about the 28 as we're down to 10 seconds to play, and that will do it for the first half. And Washington is going to take a 41-0 lead to the locker room here. And we'll get a word from Paul James as soon as he makes his way out of the press box. He'll probably go your way, Zach, so you'll interrupt him. A little bit of a slow start, but the Warriors turned it on there at the end, and they lead it here at the break, 41-0. Made it, for the most part, injury-free, unscathed, if you will. Isaiah Nimmer's got a little stinger, perhaps, but I think he's going to be okay, and hopefully Ross Kennedy is going to be okay after that little episode he had.
Yeah, Ross Kennedy, the last one across the sideline here, and he looks to be limping just a little to me, Scott. I don't think he probably was telling all the whole truth to our Zach Johnson when he hooked up with him on the sideline there.
Well, Paul James, after the slow start, probably going to be a fairly content coach as he goes into the halftime break. We're going to see a lot of Warriors in the second half.
As well we should, but I think that he would probably agree that his team got off to an awful slow start, but once they pushed the button, it was full throttle after that. Big plays, the story of the first half for Washington.
Warrior marching band is going to take the field coming up here in just a little bit. Here comes Paul, as he makes his way down with his ever-trusty satchel, wearing that. And we'll get a word with Zach Johnson down here with the Washington head coach. Go ahead, Zach.
It's been slow there, but ever since then you've been able to turn it on. 41 unanswered points. Well, what do you think?
Well, we got PJ pointing the wrong direction.
Just hasn't been working tonight.
Now, with a 41-point lead, what do you say to the guys at halftime to get them going for the second half?
I'll just follow through on your assignments, and we'll try to roll some kids through.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Have a good day.
Thank you, Zach. There we got it going. PJ turned, and we got it. 41-0 as the Warrior Band makes their way out onto the field for half number two, as Washington will have the continuous clock going there for the start of the second half. 41-0, Washington leading Burlington. And we'll take a minute break, come back, talk halftime with you from Kingston Stadium, and we'll do it after this as you're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, 1st Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, Scott Udash, John Hegarty, Zach Johnson with you as the Washington Band about to take the field for the final time in the regular season. And the Warriors 41 and Burlington nothing here at halftime. Washington with six consecutive drives that ended up in touchdowns. Did miss one extra point. And pretty much has dominated this game in every facet so far.
Well, they really have, and they've used a variety of weapons, too. Drew Dostal, Alex Herzog, Johnny Dobbs, Tavian Stewart, Patrick. They've all kind of gotten into the long-scoring running and passing brigade here, as it's been big play night for Washington in this first half.
Yeah, it really has been. And we're going to see a lot of Warriors, as Paul James mentioned. The running game didn't get going very crisply early in that first quarter, but Warriors picked it up in the second quarter.
Now, credit Burlington there in the first quarter. They came out and gave it as much as they physically and emotionally, spiritually had to give, but they're just so outmanned as the half went on. You could see the wear down effect just took its toll.
Yeah, we'll get you the numbers at halftime here in just a moment, but they're going to be pretty gaudy in favor of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Let's go ahead and just throw those out there right now. The halftime numbers look like this. 371 total yards for the Washington Warriors at the halftime break, compared to 55 for Burlington at halftime. Washington, 182 on the ground, 189 through the air. Coaches love that balance, and they've got balance again here tonight. 189 through the air, Drew Dostal and relief tonight, 0 for 1. T.J. Vogel, 4 for 7 in the first half, 189 yards, 2 touchdowns for Washington. The 2 touchdowns, one to Alex Herzog from 63 yards out. Drew Dostal caught the other, that one from 93 yards out. Nimmers is 2 pass receptions for 14. Keon Wills has caught one for 19. On the ground, Tavian Patrick leading the way for Washington. He has carried it 9 times for 78 yards and 1 touchdown. Johnny Dobbs has carried it 4 times for 47 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tavian Stewart, 1 carry, 49 yards and a touchdown. And Ben Nassif, a carry for 8 yards. Washington with 8 first downs. They've been all big plays so far for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And the Warriors have been penalized 5 times in the game for 35 yards. For Burlington, only 55 total yards in the first half, 47 on the ground, and only 8 through the air. The quarterback for Burlington, Tyler Connor, 2 out of 9 for 8 yards in the first half. And on the ground, Burlington being led by Crabtree with 8 carries for 7 yards. Connor has carried it 3 times for 6 yards. Hartman has carried it once for 20. Mozina, 3 carries, 5 yards. Cardenas has carried it 3 times for 4 yards. Sherwood has carried it once for 3. And War has carried it once for 2. 2 first downs, 2 penalties for 20 yards for the Greyhounds. And they had the game's only turnover in the first half, and that led to a Washington touchdown here in this one. 1 out of 8 for Burlington on third down conversions. Warriors are 4 for 5 on third down tries. And as far as time of possession, Burlington leads it. They lead it here in the first half. 14 minutes, 21 seconds to 9:39 for Washington.
That would be the only thing they lead in.
Big plays on top of big plays.
You could just kind of tell on that second possession when the Warriors' offense was pinned back inside their own 5-yard line for the second consecutive possession. And then Drew Dostal took that 93-yard pass all the way down the length of the field. You could just almost feel a sigh of relief that, okay, now we can start playing. It wasn't as though they were a little tight or anything, but they just didn't quite come out in sync that very first series. Credit a little bit of that to Burlington's defense and special teams, but ever since that Drew Dostal, a 93-yard scamper, I think they've kind of gotten back into their groove and they're in their wheelhouse, and they love big plays at Washington, and they're oh so good at it.
Yeah, they are, and the Warriors got a bunch of them in the first half. Burlington started the game with an onside kick, recovered it, and couldn't do anything with it. Went 3 and out. Warriors got the ball back, but deep in their own territory at the 6. Washington went 3 and out. Had to punt it away. Burlington, after a punt, gave it back to Washington. The Warriors had 3rd and long John, in their own seven, they had third and eight.
Yep.
Game change. T.J. Vogel hit Drew Dostal, and the floodgates open for a 93-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, there's been no looking back. Now the second-teamers are going to come out in the second half, and if the second-team defense takes care of business the way that their first-teamers did, it's going to be a hard time getting a couple of first downs put together for the Greyhounds, let alone get a score on the board here. Down 41-0. I think they would love to walk away here tonight with something on the board as they finish up their season, because they're packing up and going to put their pads away here very, very quickly here.
Vogel then a touchdown pass to Alex Herzog on just an out from 63 yards out. Made it 14-0. 21-0. The next drive and a Johnny Dobbs 16-yard run after the fumble. Tavion Stewart on a beautiful trap play on a blitz call by Burlington made it 27-0 on a 49-yard run. The extra point try was no good. Johnny Dobbs made it 34-0 on a 27-yard run, and then Tavion Patrick made it 41-0 on a 15-yard run. That's where we are here at halftime, as Washington looks like they're well on their way to going to 8-1 as a district champion and getting ready to find out who their opponent will be. It will be a number 4 seed, and it will be more than likely Cedar Falls. Probably, well, we'll have to wait and see if it's Muscatine or not. Davenport North or Dubuque Senior. One of those teams will be coming, and Kennedy will get one of those teams as well next Wednesday night.
Yeah, so the 1-4 first round matchup will be occurring for the final time, and if that first round matchup is as lopsided as Washington's last year was, that doesn't really serve any purpose, and it might even be a repeat of what this game is tonight. I don't know if they get Cedar Falls first round, if it will be though, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be Cedar Falls is tough. They are.
That's a pretty good fourth round seed right there, going against whoever the number one is.
So is Muscatine, for that matter.
Yes, it will.
That is a good fourth seeded team as well.
Davenport North, however, will not be. Whoever gets them.
Halftime score, Xavier 34, Marion nothing. Also, at halftime, it's Independence on top of Maquoketa to 7-0. Second quarter, Prairie leading Ottumwa 32-6. That is a halftime score. We actually got going early tonight. How about that?
That's good, too, because I've got chili on my mind.
I do, too. Here's an upset in the making. According to the score we got, Jessup leading Dyke New Hartford 21-7 at halftime.
The Jayhawks.
That's right. Another Jayhawk. West Branch leading Albernett 21-7. Kennedy with an early 6-0 lead over Waterloo West. That is in the first quarter. And let's see if we can find some other scores here. Like we said, most of the games we beat here tonight, getting underway, even on senior night. And those are the scores that we have. And again, the note we told you earlier on, Jefferson will not get a game at Kingston Stadium.
No triple header.
It will be a double header next Wednesday night. Jefferson is going to play at Cornell College. Dick Simmons and that group putting that together. If Mount Vernon wins tonight as well, it'll be a double header, more than likely with Jefferson playing at 5:30.
Well, that's an interesting way of having a home game if you're a Westside Jefferson fan. I guess the co situation didn't work out, but short trip down to Mount Vernon, better than going to, say, maybe a Dubuque school or Clinton or something like that.
Warrior Marching Band concluding their performance here at halftime as they lead it 41-0. Told you that we've got 20 teams out of the 32 that are already qualified. As taking a look last night, we've got District 3 is all set. It's going to be Ankeny Centennial, West Des Moines Valley, Des Moines Hoover, and Des Moines Lincoln in that order. District 1, Ankeny and Southeast Polk are in. Ames and Des Moines East, highly likely to get in. Dowling and Johnston are in from District number 2. Probably Lewis Central of Council Bluffs and Sioux City East. District 4, Waukee is in, Urbandale is in, and Fort Dodge is in. The winner of Indianola and Marshalltown gets in tonight. They're going to square off at Marshalltown Stadium tonight. It'd be great if Don Knott got into the playoffs in his first year over at Marshalltown.
Yes, it would. That would be a fun kind of capper to a very nice career for Don.
And who knows? Who knows? They're
could play Kennedy.
They're more east than anybody else. Could you see a Marshalltown coming over to the eastern part of the state?
Wouldn't that be something? Coaching against his son.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there as speculation. District 5, we know the four teams. We know the order. It's going to be Kennedy, Jefferson, Linmar, Cedar Falls, Wash is in, City High is in. It looks like Prairie is well on their way to getting in. And Muscatine would be the fourth-seeded team to get in.
That's a pretty good fourth seed.
It's a very good fourth seed. West and Pleasant Valley are both in. They're playing for first place tonight. And then Hempstead and Davenport North have the inside track. District 8, Bettendorf is in. And Clinton more than likely in. And North Scott and Dubuque Senior hold the cards ahead of Davenport West, who started off the year 3-0.
Yes.
And may end at 3-6.
And because of district play, or an inability to beat crosstown rival North, they're not going to get into the playoffs for the final time 32 teams qualify.
Yeah, we will have a new look at this next year. Who knows how many districts there will be, whatever the case may be. There's talk of 6 8-team districts instead of 8 6-team districts.
Would include probably some wild cards and how that would all shake down. That'll be interesting to find out as well.
Yeah, and boy, that will you'll get schedules into that and everything. Oh, man. Is it open Pandora's box if they go that way? Because you're going to have some districts that are a lot harder than others that you're going to see teams not get in that may be better than teams that do get in a weaker district.
Well, let's just say, and of course this is speculation on our part, that there's 3 districts in eastern Iowa. You're going to have to take first or second in your district to be able, but you're going to have 6 teams in your district, and so it's going to get a whole lot tougher. The competition is going to be much, much stiffer. And the games that you play in district even more accentuated than they have been.
But that's next year.
But that's a year away.
That is a year away. We will have playoff football Wednesday night for you. And could be a doubleheader here at Kingston Stadium that we will be attending. I know Brent Balbinot, Gary Fickle will have a game on 106.3. And right now, warming up, T.J. Vogel's throwing passes, but I don't think we're going to see T.J. Vogel. In fact, also warming up for Cedar Rapids, Washington, is Brian Cundy, who came off a great sophomore campaign, and he got some varsity experience about midway through the year, if you recall.
And when he stepped into the limelight, he didn't blink one iota. He went out there and took charge.
That was the Prairie game. Burlington out on the field, Washington out on the field, and we're going to take a break, a 1-minute break, and get ready for the second half. Washington 41 and Burlington nothing. Back with the third quarter kickoff after this 1-minute break here on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of a car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Back at Kingston, as we get ready for the second half kickoff, the Warriors with this one well in hand, 41-0 over the Burlington Greyhounds. Paul James going to be on the sideline for the second half here, John.
First time we've seen him on the sideline in years, actually, Scott.
Been a long time since Paul's been on the sidelines. Now, at Muscatine, he didn't quite get up into the press box. He was on the top stoop. Over at Muscatine on the visitor's side.
What a visual. The reports came in after that with having to have an assistant coaching, a protective division, screening him away from people that might be trying to eavesdrop That just had to have been a nightmare for the staff.
Telus and Mocena back to get the second half kickoff. Guider will kick it away from right to left. Warriors will have the win for the third quarter. Up big 41-0. And the approach and the boot. End over end, line drive kick at the 1 yard line. This is Mozina coming right to the 10, to the 15, and put down on a nice solo tackle. Logan Black Marchand with the stop at about the 19 yard line. That's good special teams play. 18 yards on the return. And it will be first down for Tyler Connor, the backup quarterback in there for the injured Austin Timberlake for the Burlington Greyhounds.
First team defense back out on the field for Washington. This will probably be their final time on the field, I would say, after they get the Hounds to punt.
You get them one?
Give them one series and then call it a night, I'm guessing.
First down and 10, slot to the right side, long count, direct snap, and off the left side, pushing through to about the 24-yard line that time. Was that Cardenas or was that Connor? That was Crabtree, so number 7 instead of 2 or 3. Crabtree will take it for about 4. And it'll be second down, a little less than 6 coming up from Burlington.
Crabtree had a pretty good night on both sides of the ball for the Hounds.
Patrick coming out, he's holding his shoulder a little bit. Just can't get anybody hurt here in the second half if you're the Warriors. Crabtree on the right hip of Connor, the quarterback. Receiver left, slot left. Direct snap, Crabtree, same play. Other side, and got to the 25. Push back, and that is it.
I just can't get over the fact, Scott, that we've got 22 guys out on the field in such close quarters whenever Burlington's on offense. And it just, it almost looks like they're playing rugby instead of football.
A scrum moving.
It does look like a scrum.
2 minutes into the second half, we're going to have a quick half if it stays this way. 41-0 Washington, back to throw. Connor off to the left side, and it's caught for a first down.
That's a first down for the Burlington.
Mozina with
Mozina
the catch.
Finally caught one out there. That ball has been thrown to him numerous times tonight, and he just has not had the ability to catch that ball, but he did there.
Got 6, and that'll move the chains. First down, Greyhounds.
First down, Burlington at the 31.
And they'll have it at the 31-yard line.
This is the first team defense for Washington that they got that first down on.
Shotgun, 2 quarterbacks back there. Here's a little spinner back. Nope, this is the fullback right up the middle. Young Hartman again. And he takes it for about 4. That's the Burlington answer to the trap. I think it's just a direct snap right to the fullback.
Yeah, he's very, very close. He's in the A gap there, and it's so quick hitting. They did hurt Washington with that for about maybe an 8 or 10-yard gain in the first half, but that's about it.
8-4, second down. Call a little less than 6 for Burlington. Here is the handoff on the sweep. Mocena pushes ahead to the 40-yard line. And he'll be about a yard short of the first down.
Tyler Mocena, the ball carrier.
You want to get something going if you're Burlington. You just want to get anything to make yourselves feel good for the trip home.
Well, in this possession, and kind of starting out, shaping up to be one of their better executed possessions.
Third down and a yard from the 40-yard line. 14 on the play clock. Little rearrangement there. Hartman goes into the slot along with Mocena. Connor calling signals, gets a snap. Here is the toss, and nothing doing. Cardenas thrown backwards by Orion Vance. And it's going to be a loss back to the 34-yard line.
You had 3rd and 1, and you run a quick pitch with Orion Vance on that side.
Not good.
That's not probably the best play calling in the world there.
Prairie leads at halftime 32-13. Over the Muscatine Muskies. Sherwood will stay in the punt.
Brings up 4th and 7.
As Dostal and Nimmers will drop for Washington. First time we've seen Drew Dostal back there. They'll have it at about the 35-yard line. They'll set up shop. Snap back, rush coming, getting the punt away. A knuckleball low kick will take a bounce across the 40, inside the 35, toward the 30, still rolling. And down to the 25-yard line. 41 yards on the punt. That's been the bright spot tonight for Burlington, has been Sherwood's punting. And with 7 minutes to play here in the second half, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a 30-second timeout and come back for the Washington drive. 41-0 Warriors back after this on KGYM.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports. They're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Well, Brian Cundy is in there as a quarterback, and he throws to Isaiah Nimmers. And that'll be a gain of about 12. Third catch for Isaiah. And a first down for the Washington Warriors here. I don't think we're going to see Nimmers in there too much longer, I wouldn't imagine. And the Warrior first team offense here, but they'll get a crack at it and send trips out to the left side here on first down. Shotgun snap, inside handoff. Tavian Patrick cuts it at the 40 and ahead to the 44-yard line. And no, not Patrick. That was Nick Nassif.
The ball carrier.
So a little bit of interchanging parts in there for the Warriors. Get some different people to run the football.
Well, they should. Up 41-0 here. This game is going to go quickly now with the continuous clock, and if you're going to get some people in, you better do it now.
Wills to the left. Three receivers out top to the right side for Washington. 10 on the play clock. Shotgun snap. Cundy on the throw. Caught 40-yard line. Nimmers got a block outside of the 45. A stiff arm at the 50 and tossed out of bounds. In Burlington territory down to the Greyhound 47-yard line. That's a 9-yard pickup and a Warrior first down. They like Brian Cundy.
To the Burlington 46.
Could have a succession of three pretty good quarterbacks with, well, you go back to last year, four pretty good quarterbacks. T.J. Vogel in there after Reed Snitker. By the way, another Snitker coming as a freshman.
I'll bet he likes playing defense like his older brother did, too, even though he had all that time at quarterback.
First down at the Burlington 46. Greyhound show blitz. Here they come. Deep handoff. Nassif start up the middle. Kicks it outside to the 40. Splits defenders. 30. Down to the 28-yard line. And that's 19 for Nick Nassif. And the 11th Warrior first down. Nassif, 5'8", 170 in his senior.
28-yard line and a Warrior first.
And 55 yards on the year rushing for Nassif.
He's got a nice burst of speed, too. Spends a lot of time on the defensive side of the ball, but, boy, when he gets hold of that pigskin, he knows how to pick him up and put him down.
Coming up, well, we go under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Spread formation, three receivers left and one to the right up top. Cundy back to throw, sets up the receiver screen, caught by Wills at the 28, turns it upfield to the 20, got a stock block and down to the 15-yard line. Good block by Herzog, Crabtree on the tackle. That'll be a gain of 13 more. You can see that one develop. Second catch for Keon Wills. And the Warriors in the red zone with 3:20 and rolling here in the third quarter. Up 41-0. Warriors put 41 up. 14 in the first quarter, 27 in the second quarter. Shotgun snap, Cundy on the handoff. The Nassif caught and dropped in the backfield this time. Greyhounds. Drake Orger made the stop. Still playing hard.
Yep, Drake Orger's had a nice night on that defensive line for Burlington.
We're going to pick our slobber knocker of the game, brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza. That'll be coming up after the game here tonight. Second down from the 17. Second and 12. Twins left, two receivers right. Nassif the lone setback. Cundy will drop into the shotgun. It's a snap. He's back to throw. Throws a slant. Caught at the five by Keon Wills and in for the touchdown. Kunde took a shot. He's up slowly, John, but he got his touchdown pass, first one of the night.
15-yard strike. Tackled right at the goal line, but had the presence of mind to get the ball over before his knees touched.
4 for 4 in that drive for Brian Kunde.
He's kind of coming off favoring his shoulder, too.
Yeah, he's feeling that hit.
He's pointing to his left shoulder.
Talking with Paul James right now. Paul gives him a slap on top of the helmet. Says, well done, young man. Guider for the extra point. It's on its way, and it's good. 2:22, clock stop for the moment, and Washington extends the lead to 48-0. We will take a 90-second break and come back with a kick after this on KGYN.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
Happy 31st anniversary. For 31 years, Zio Giannos has been serving the best homemade Italian food in the corridor. Come to participating Zio Giannos every Wednesday in October for all the spaghetti you care to eat for only $3.49. Yes, $3.49 for all the spaghetti and delicious sauce that you can eat.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta.
Well, they say you see something different every day, John, and we've got a delay of game on Burlington on a kickoff return. Now, I have no idea what that's about. And
well, Pedro Garcia is going to pick up his tee and move it ahead 5 yards.
I believe the Burlington coaching staff is also asking, sir, or it was an unsportsmanlike conduct.
It had to. They're moving it 15 yards, and Pedro Garcia, the Washington kicker, third kicker of the night, by the way, for Washington, is going to be kicking off from the Burlington 45.
Don Bosco has won 64-0 tonight, and Xavier is making life miserable for Marion tonight, 48-0. Pedro Garcia is going to kick off, and he will squib it on the ground and falling on it at the 20-yard line. Right there, one of the upbacks for the Burlington Greyhounds. That's Jesse Bolander. It is not easy to turn around a football program, John.
No.
And
it's tough. And when the head coach is also the athletic director, you know, there's got to be a lot of frustration. I know it's not worthy of any unsportsmanlike conduct calls, but it's just the frustration really takes its toll right now, too. Your ninth game of the season and getting wailed on like this is very difficult, but you still got to stay within yourself.
Second team defense in there for Washington, and on the keeper, here comes Connor, and LaVici Williams knocks him down from behind.
There's a name you're going to hear a lot this winter on the hardwood.
Oh, you bet. Starting center for Washington, LaVici Williams, number 99 on the football field, 6'4", 210 pounds. Maybe a power forward. We won't put him at center.
Yeah, he takes up some good space, too. I mean, he would take up a little bit of room in that paint.
Down to a minute 15 to play here in the third quarter. They empty the backfield. Direct snap. Connor steamrolled. Got waylaid. And coming up with a stop for Washington, a big hit by Smith Allen. He is a sophomore. Now some of the sophomores starting to get in there. Well, now they said it was Kepler, but 62 instead of 52. But they were going to see some sophomores in there. We've already seen one. Third down, double handoff. Mozina off left in. Chased, and the fumble. Ball comes loose. Lavici Williams caused the fumble, and it's picked up at the 32-yard line. Did they say he was down? One official was saying incomplete pass. I have no idea what that's about. And now the officials are going to stop the clock, and they're going to talk it over, and Burlington will keep the ball. So give Mozina six and a first down. Fourth first down of the night for the Greyhounds. Clock will start up. And that will take us more than likely after this play down to the end of the third quarter. Burlington will shift everybody from left to right as the miss continues to fall. Keeping it up the middle. Cardenas and an opening across the 40. And we'll have another first down as we come to the end of quarter number three. Through three, all Warriors. 48-0 over Burlington. Cedar Rapids, Washington on top. Back after this 90-second break on KGYN.
After work, you've got a whole different kind of work. Feed the kids, keep them on time, get them to their activities. Hey, you got this. Stop at Center Point Travel Plaza. Pick up Subway, McDonald's, or Fireside Pizzeria. Top off the tank with Sinclair Gas, and you're on your way. Your family eats, stays on time, and you have the fuel to get them where they need to be. After work, just got good again. Stop by Center Point Travel Plaza on the way home tonight. Exit 35 off I-380, just north of Cedar Rapids.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
How'd that happen?
Back with you as we start the fourth quarter. First run of the fourth quarter by War, and he wouldn't go down as he ended up with a gain of five. 48-0 Washington as we start the fourth quarter. And, Zach, we're going to check in with you after this play just to kind of let us know about that Warrior sideline because a lot of celebrating already started here for Cedar Rapids, Washington. A lot of second and third teamers starting to stretch here. A lot of high fives going on as well. Second down and five. They shift everyone from left to right. From the far hash mark at the 47, Cardenas on the keeper. And ahead for a couple to the 49-yard line. And Zach will go down to you on the sideline with a report.
Yeah, John alluded to this earlier. Last 4 or 5 years, there's been a lot to celebrate at Washington High School. I mean, the scoreboard at a 48-0 right now, it looks like this one's steady in the books. They're going to finish with 8-1. They're going to have a home game for the first round of the playoffs. Lots to celebrate, lots to high five about if you're a Washington football player.
Yep, and a lot of new faces getting in there. Third down, a little more than two. Springville has beaten Cedar Valley Christian 55-8. Springville's in the playoffs as an eight-man team. Direct snap. Here's Cardenas. Turns it ahead for a first down into Warrior territory down to the 42-yard line of Washington. So that's a third down pickup for Burlington.
A little extra bounce in the white jersey steps here as they're moving the ball ever so slightly on the second team defense.
High school football coming your way here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM worldwide at KGYMradio.com and our the KGYM radio app. Double slot left, high snap. Cardenas on the keeper, blocker in front, thrown down hard by Ben Nassif. He wants to play some defense. being the fullback blocking everybody, got a chance to tackle somebody, and he's going to throw him down.
Hernandez stopped after a gain.
Yeah, that'll be a gain of about a yard.
By Ben Nassa.
Going to start thinking about some slobber knocker awards here. And etc. Our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game as well. Second down and 8. Clock down to 9:09 to play in the ball game. Here is the snap. And taking it off right tackle inside the 35 that time was Malik McClellan. His first carry.
Malik McClellan, the ball carrier.
It's 5 down to the Warrior 35-yard line. And a chance for Zach Shea to get some players in, too.
Well, this game is going to go very quickly now as the continuous clock stopped for just a second here.
We had a hold.
Didn't see the penalty.
Did not see the flag come in. We'll get a word from Paul James quickly coming up after the game. Clock starts up again. 8:58 and rolling here in the ball game. I don't think we were done with the first half at this point last night. Second down and 12. McClellan gets the direct snap and pushed back. Nassif again and Lavici Williams team on the stop.
Yeah, those two combined to just stand him up and push him on his back.
Brendan McKinney, 5'10", 220-pound junior, also in there. So Mr. McClellan saying, hey, you take away my nice 8-yard run and with a holding call, and I get the rock again, and I go for a 2-yard loss. Kind of the way things
it's
are going.
Been that kind of night for the Greyhounds.
One more touchdown, and John's going to get into how you can score a 1 point.
That's right.
Here is the double handoff.
Without kicking the PAT.
Ozina carries it for 5 to about the 37-yard line.
Biggest mystery to me tonight is how the door won't stay closed when last night we locked ourselves in here.
You can come up with the answer to that one. You're doing better than I am. Fourth down, Burlington will go for it on 4th down and 6. And they'll scrimmage from the right hash mark at the Warrior 37-yard line. And again, the fullback up the middle. This time the Warriors were ready for it. A stop, Hartman. At the 35, they stop Burlington on downs, and the Warriors will get it back with 7:22 to play here in the ballgame. And more New Jerseys, I would imagine, coming in for Washington.
Yeah, Paul James down on the sideline uncharacteristically, and he's turning around right now, and he's looking for bodies to put in there.
Zach could get in if he wants to. Grab a helmet. Brian Cundy will come on out at the 35-yard line. So it'll be Washington football, and Warriors now in the backfield with Seth Simrow. And he's a sophomore, and he'll get it off the right side. I believe big sister Allie was a member of the girls' basketball team a couple years ago.
Yeah, Semrau the sophomore, 5'10", 180. Got nice body lean when he gets that handoff. Looks like a big fullback.
Where's number 42?
5 brings up 2nd and 5.
And he will take it for about 5 as we go down to 6'10 to play in the game.
Cundy still having to come to the sideline to get the plays. Hasn't figured out their signal system quite yet.
And we're going to get a wash timeout. Yes, timeout taken by the Warriors. We'll take one as well. 6 minutes even to play in the game. It's Cedar Rapids, Washington 48, and Burlington nothing. Back in a minute here on KGYN.
That's not just a Sawzall. That's a Sawzall from Acme Tools, home of the best brands, the best selection within those brands, the best, well, everything. Like that nail gun from Bostitch, cordless drill from Milwaukee, generator from Honda. What makes these tools the best? You do. Acme Tools. Do your best work.
On Blairsbury Road in Cedar Rapids.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone.
The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Dakota Brown, Christian Beard in the game, split to the left side. And here is the counter to Semrau. And pushing the pile ahead. Tough running by the sophomore, and he's going to go for about three. You got Jared Wendt in there, another sophomore. He's blocking, 5'8", 175-pound sophomore. You don't see 54 line up in the backfield unless it's Mr. Jacobus, and that's 60.
Brings up third and two.
Third and two coming up. Cundy in there at quarterback, trying to get you some more names for Washington. As in there now for the Warriors at center is Blake Adams, a junior, 225-pounder. Third down, here's a trap. Mr. Wentz going to get it. 54 is toting the pigskin, John, and got a first down.
Oh, and there's a lot of Warriors on the sideline that they are happy to see that. He must be one of the team favorites.
Gain of eight that time and a first down.
Got Christian Beard out there at flanker on one side.
Billy Faulkner, 6'4", 230-pounder in there as a lineman. Also Zach Gilbert in there for Washington.
Dakota Brown at the other wide receiver.
Peter Riley is in on the offensive line for the Warriors on first down. Went again and not going to be as... The average is going to come down. Going to lose a couple.
It was met by a host of white jerseys on that carry.
Back into Warrior territory, back to the 49-yard line. Looks like we're going to have six Metro teams make the playoffs. Pretty good. Good year.
That's going to make for an interesting Saturday morning coach's corner if you decide to have them all in.
Well, we got Iowa State tomorrow.
Oh, there won't be.
So we were bumped tomorrow.
You're good then. We've tried that in the past, and that's tricky.
It is. Second down and 12, down to 4 minutes to play here in the game. Penalty flag down. Semrau coming right side, turns on the jets, gets to the sidelines, and taken out of bounds. And we're going to have another penalty.
Oh, and
we got a hat in the air.
Off.
We got a flag and a hat. Well, we know what the hat is. That's going to be a late hit. And I don't know what the first one was.
There's going to be two penalties, I believe, here, because generally when the hat comes off, it's that he spots a second penalty, but he doesn't have a second backup flag to throw.
You got to have something to throw,
that's
so
right.
Throw the hat. Paul James wandering down. I think we may have offsetting penalties here. You have illegal procedure, Washington, and we're going to have a face mask, not a late hit, a face mask on Burlington.
Not often one official gets to call two different penalties all by himself.
Got one there. 3:54 to play in the game.
I'll bet Pinky did it at least once in his career, though. I'll bet he did, too.
Yep. I bet the late John Lowry did it, too. Second down and 12 for the Warriors. Cundy still in there at quarterback for Wash. Warriors are going to win their sixth straight game. Check it, seventh straight game, I beg your pardon. Counter, Semrau going left. Cuts to the outside, 45 to the 40, protecting the football and tripped up. Down at the Burlington 36-yard line. 15 more for Semrau.
Bounced that to the outside nicely.
Now, he was one of the top runners on the sophomore team. The other one was Haven Henningsen. 5'11", 185-pounder, but he got a little dinged in the sophomore game, so I think that's why we're seeing Mr. Semrau. 48-0 Washington, 3:10 remaining in our ball game. From the left hash mark, counter again, Semrau splits defenders and gets about five. Down to the 30-yard line, Adam Moeller in on the stop for Burlington. Four carries, 28 yards for Semrau. 2:45 to play. Warriors will be back here at Kingston. Xavier, it's now a final 55-0 over the Marion Indians tonight. Here's a trap to Wendt. Little stop-and-go move and brought down from behind at the Burlington 28. Jesse Bolander on the Burlington tackle. Every coach goes through it. Tony Perkins went through it this year. It's a tough year, and that's now 17 in a row for Marion.
I bet he is so weary of hearing Les Hipple's name right now, he could just probably spit.
Third down, three. Under 2 minutes to play here in the game. Two receivers keep it on the ground. Toss, Semerau, still on his feet to the 25, churning ahead. Got a first down, but second effort. As he ends up with about four. The Warriors, Orion Vance has been out of the game for some time. They're yucking it up along the sideline. He and Keon Wills. Aries Davis. The bench may bow in the middle when Aries sits down. 6'2", 330. First and 10 Warriors. Minute 17 to play here in the game. And Washington looks like they're going to go into the victory formation, and they will.
When's the last time we finished a game at 9:15 in the evening?
It has been a long, long time.
Thank you very much, Washington sophomores and varsity.
And the Warriors are going to enjoy another terrific season. And it is not over yet. One more knee, and that should do it as the Warriors are already lining up to shake hands. And there's the knee by Cundy, and the officials will probably take their time here and mark it, and they will, and that will do it. Washington, as expected, no problem tonight. A little bit of a slow start, but they beat Burlington 48-0. We'll come back with the postgame. And we'll take a one-minute break right now and come back to Kingston after this here on KGYN.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Warriors with the win. Warriors making their way over to the student section, and they will sing the fight song as district champions here tonight. And we're going to get a word from Paul James here in just a couple of moments as soon as Zach chases him down. And Zach, if you want to go out and get Paul, well, let's do it right away here before he talks to the team. Workmanlike effort. Warriors brought the big play lunch pail tonight.
Well, they sure did. Very slow start, but boy, when they got off to the races, it was 0-60 in record time. Big plays, the watchword tonight. Paul James has got to feel good about being the springboard that's going to launch them into the playoffs next Wednesday.
And got a lot of guys in. No significant injuries. It looked it was a little scary there for a moment with Isaiah Nimmers, and they got to get Ross Kennedy well, the kicker, but still, you check that off the box as far as things accomplished tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to be just fine that way. And, you know, their first-round opponent is going to be a fourth seed. If it's Cedar Falls, that's going to be a little more difficult than some of the fourth seed matchups that they could have otherwise. But usually they can cruise through that first round. But, yeah, I think their health, they came out here pretty good tonight.
Yep, and Paul James is going to talk to the team, and then we'll talk with Paul. 48-0 win tonight for Washington. Big plays all over. 93-yard hookup. T.J. Vogel to Drew Dostal. A 63-yard pass. T.J. Vogel to Alex Herzog. Dobbs a couple TD runs. Stewart a TD run. Patrick a TD run. Brian Kunde with a touchdown pass. Second of the year to Keon Wills. As the Warriors put 7 touchdowns on the board, 6 out of 7 on PATs, and they get the win in this one tonight, 48-0. And now they get ready for the second season, and it is a quick turnaround.
Well, the good news, too, if you're a Warrior fan, is that this is very familiar territory. You know that you're going to be playing well after Week 9. And you know, remember that this is a team that went all the way to the 4A state finals last year. So there's a lot of guys on this team that have that taste in their mouth that they want to go the distance, and they would sorely love to get back there and try and get another shot at winning the whole enchilada. But they've got to take it one step at a time. You know, I always used to say in wrestling that you don't look past the next round. You just kind of concentrate on that and take it one game at a time. And they're going to have a pretty easy, you would think, first-round matchup here next Wednesday night. But I know that ultimately, if you're a Warrior football player or coach, your goal is to get back to that state championship game again this year.
Yeah, and win it. That's the big thing, and win it. Because it did leave a sour taste in your mouth. It was a great Dowling team. Don't forget about that. The Maroon had a lot to do with it.
Now, there's another great Dowling team waiting, too. But Valley tonight, 76-6 over Lincoln. I think they're taking out maybe a little bit of frustration off that loss to Centennial last week.
That would
week.
Be Council Bluffs Lincoln, I do believe. Not the Des Moines Lincoln. Or maybe, I don't know. It's one of the Lincolns, and it's not going well. Either for the Lynx or the Rail Splitters.
Well, they're not happy about that loss to Centennial last week, I promise you that.
Now, Paul James addressing the troops here. We'll get the final facts and figures of this win for Washington coming up in a moment. And we'll go over all the stats. And after the game, we will get you to the Iowa Sports Spotlight Scoreboard Show. A little bonus coverage before 10 o'clock. Their scores come in at 10 o'clock. And they will have some reports of a lot of the games around Central Iowa especially, and that will be coming up, and that will be from 9:30 until 10 o'clock. And maybe we'll get an update on that Valley trouncing and see how things went for Rocky Lombardi and company over there. Who knows? We may get to see Rocky at the Dome.
Yes, we might. I know they're not happy with the 7-2 season that they've had, but they have the power, it's within their ability to turn those tables and find their way back to that Unidome, and possibly even, I think a lot of people would anticipate another semifinal matchup between them and Dowling, but, you know, that's way down the road yet.
Warriors held Burlington to 110 total yards in this game tonight. And how about this for great balance? Paul James has to be happy about this. 239 yards rushing, 238 passing. That's as good as it gets.
Now, that's a very efficient night, and when you've got that run-pass balance like that, it means that you've got a well-diversified offense, and the big play potential tonight showed itself, and if you were Burlington, it was at your expense because they just went up and down the field pretty much at will, scoring on 7 possessions in a row.
After the first punt, of course, they ran out the clock at the end of the game. The huddle is broken up, and we'll get a word from Paul James coming up here as Zach may have to wrestle some of the other media away. But and if you could, might have to go last get him, Zach, as he's out at about the 40-yard line.
He's on the far side of the pile there.
And we'll talk to Paul James coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game as well. And we'll have our Slobberknocker Award winner brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. As the Warriors know, they're going to play here again, so not a lot of milling about as far as the senior night is concerned, because they know they're going to be back on Wednesday evening. A kiss from Karen for Paul James. And a handshake. Couple hugs going around from the family. And Paul will get ready for another playoff run, which will be coming up. Daughter Jenny with a hug as well. And I think everyone's taken care of here. And we'll get a word with Zach, with Paul James. Zach, we'll throw it down to you.
Need one on a seven-game win streak. How important is that momentum going to be for the team in the playoffs?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, just to go out and perform well and follow your assignments, and we made it through without any major injuries, I think, and it's a good one for the seniors on their last home regular season game. So, you know, it's a good way to end it.
Now, you've got a kind of a different week with the game being played on Wednesday. How is that going to affect your preparation, and what's your schedule look like for this next couple of days?
Between now and November 20th, we have something every day. So we don't take a day off. We have our normal post-game running tomorrow, and we'll watch video of our opponent.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Congratulations.
All right, Zach, thank you, and thanks to Paul James as well. We're going to take another break. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with a post-game here from Kingston. 48-0, the Washington Warriors shut out the Burlington Greyhounds here at Kingston tonight. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as the Washington Warriors close out the regular season with a 48-0 victory here in this one tonight over an outmatched Burlington team, but a team that did not give up in this one here tonight. Let's give you the final rundown as far as the stats are concerned here. We'll try to get you some scores here before we send you to Des Moines as well. Total yardage tonight, Washington 477 yards to 110 yards tonight for the Burlington Greyhounds. We mentioned Wash, incredibly balanced, 239 rushing, 238 passing. And tonight, passing the football, you got T.J. Vogel, who ended up 4 out of 7 on the night. And Vogel threw for 189 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Drew Dostal was 0 for 1 in his very short appearance under center. And then Brian Cundy tonight, 4 out of 4 for 49 yards and 1 touchdown. So a nice drive there when Cundy threw the football. 3 catches, Keon Wills, 47 yards and a touchdown. Drew Dostal, the 93-yard touchdown reception. Alex Herzog had a 63-yard touchdown. 4 catches for Isaiah Nimmers and 35 yards tonight. On the ground, Warriors led by Tavian Patrick. 9 carries, 73 yards, and 1 touchdown. Johnny Dobbs carried it 4 times for 47 yards in the game. Tavion Stewart, 1 carry, 49 yards. Ben Nassif, 1 carry for 8. Semrau carried it 5 times for 32 yards. Nick Nassif carried it 3 times for 24 yards. And Went carried it 3 times for a total of 8 yards in the game. Washington with 16 first downs, 5 penalties on the night for 35 yards for the Warriors. For Burlington, 110 yards in the ball game, 96 in the ground, only 14 through the air. Connor tonight was 2 for 9 for 14 yards. 2 catches for Mosina tonight. Sherwood caught 1. On the ground, Burlington led by the fullback, the sophomore Hartman, 3 carries for 26 yards. Mosina, 7 carries for 19 yards. And also Cardenas, 8 carries for 20 yards. Connor carried it 4 times for 11 yards on the ball game, and Warwick carried it twice for a total of 7 yards. Only 6 first downs tonight for Burlington. four penalties for 45 yards in the game for the Greyhounds. They had the game's only turnover. Burlington had 5 3-and-outs in the first half. Washington only had one in the ball game. Third down conversions tonight. Burlington 3 of 12. Washington was 5 of 7 in the ball game tonight in this one. And the time of possession, obviously skewed by the continuous clock. Burlington 25 minutes 56 seconds. Washington 22 minutes and 4 seconds in the game. But Warriors scored early and often. Big plays, couple of sustained drives, and
the Burlington bus pulling out, and they can't get home any too soon, Scott.
It will be a showerless trip. At least, maybe that was the sophomores, I don't know, but it went out in a hurry, didn't it?
It sure did. All systems go for Washington. Mission accomplished, took care of business tonight, came out of it seemingly healthy, and it's on to the playoffs for what they hope is a big run deep to into the Unidome, perhaps.
We're going to get some Metro games. We're going to get some Metro rematches. Already, people talking about possible Kennedy Wash rematch, and how special would that be? Probably wouldn't be until it's at least in the second round, if not the quarterfinals. But
yes,
we can't put our a cart ahead of the horse.
And there's a possibility it could even be a semifinal, depending on what Iowa High School Athletic Association would choose to do. Because remember that after that first round 1-4-2-3 matchup, then they can do whatever they want, basically, in terms of reshuffling the cards and restacking the deck each round.
That is correct. And, boy, if it would be another Kennedy Wash game, that would be special.
You know, I heard in Paul James' voice when he was talking to you and Mark Dukes today over at the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate tour, there just was a little hint of wanting to have that rematch with Kennedy in his voice, Scott. And I think that his team probably shares that motivation. But, yeah, we've got a lot of water to go over the dam before then.
Well, and you've got two teams that are playing very good football right now.
Yes.
Kennedy was up 29-7 up at Waterloo West. And how big would it be for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to come up with that 9-0 undefeated season, first in school history?
Be very, very special. But then again, that is an extremely special group of young men that Brian White has over at Kennedy this year. And they're such a goal-oriented, family, consistent, play for the guy next to you team that they're going to make a long run into the playoffs too. And how some of these other teams, the perennial teams like Bettendorf, for example, and maybe even in Iowa City West, who's making a late push here for respectability and maybe having their hat in the ring here too. So it's going to be interesting to watch the playoff run, because there's a lot of teams that are going to have a say in here. But yeah, to your point, Kennedy and Wash, absolutely, two of the better teams in the state of Iowa, let alone throwing their hat in the ring for the eastern half supremacy.
Going to get some help from Luke Feddersen here to give you some scores here before we get to another break, if we can bring that up here. Hempstead, well, okay, Cedar Falls, well, check that. Senior leading Clinton 28-20 in the third. Hempstead in the fourth quarter leading Davenport Central 28-7 right now. And Ankeny, well, there's a lot of gobbledygook there. And we'll try to get you some more scores here. They're going to have all the scores coming up. PV leads Iowa City West 21-7 late in the third quarter. That was the one I wanted to see.
Yes. Looking for a district championship out of that game.
You could see, if it's a Prairie third, Iowa City West second, you could very well see an Iowa City West Prairie matchup in the first round of the playoffs.
That's very likely.
Prairie seems to always get the Iowa City schools.
You know, back into the traditional, when 6-3, 7-2 would get you in, that seems like they always found a way to match up first round, too.
City High leads Muscatine in the third, but only by a touchdown, 28-21. So that's where they are at right now. So those are two of the more important scores that we have bringing your way here tonight. Let's go ahead and present our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game in this one. And it is brought to you by Happy Joe's, and they are the official pizza supplier of our tailgate tour for 2015. Bill Bark, everybody, we do appreciate everything that Happy Joe's does for us. And Happy Joe's, you can check them out on their website at happyjoes.com. Good times to be together. Cedar Rapids East Side, Lindale Drive West Side at Williams Boulevard in this one. A lot of ways we could go with this one here.
Yes, there are.
And why don't we just throw it out there? Let's go Isaiah Nimmers tonight.
Nimmers has always been an impact player for Washington, and he was again tonight. Even though he was one of the few people that did not score a touchdown, he played prominently on offense, defense, and special teams. Guy never came off the field except for one play when he was dinged so hard. Most people would have called the night good enough. Nimmers came off, got upset with himself, threw his helmet, and was back in within a couple of plays and finished out as long as they'd let him go on the field, Scott.
Yeah.
The guy's a competitor.
He is, and did a great job returning kicks, returning punts, and did a good job defensively. A lot of people forget about the fact he's a very good run stopper from that corner. People don't throw that Isaiah Nimmers.
He's lockdown corner.
They just don't.
No, they won't throw to him.
And the other side gets a lot of work, and Isaiah does a good job of coming up and getting some run support as well. So congratulations to Isaiah Nimmers. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors player of the game. We'll take a final break in the postgame, come back and wrap it up, have our slobber knocker, set the scene for next Wednesday, first night of the Iowa High School football playoffs for 2015. We'll do that when we come back to Kingston Stadium here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Between soccer practices, grocery shopping, and taking the dogs to the vet, depositing checks might be the last thing on your to-do list. First Federal Credit Union has a solution with their new mobile deposit app. Deposit checks anytime, anywhere with the First Federal Credit Union mobile deposit app. Using your smartphone or tablet, all you have to do is take a picture of the front and back of the check and submit. It's that easy, and it's simple, secure, and free. Discover the anytime, anywhere convenience of mobile deposit today. To enroll, go to firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Happy 31st anniversary. For 31 years, Zio Giannos has been serving the best homemade Italian food in the corridor. Come to participating Zio Giannos every Wednesday in October for all the spaghetti you care to eat for only $3.49. Yes, $3.49 for all the spaghetti and delicious sauce that you can eat.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you sing. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta.
Back at the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium after a resounding Cedar Rapids-Washington shutout win 48-0 over the Burlington Greyhounds. Warriors conclude the regular season 8-1, a perfect 5-0, second straight district championship. They're 2-0 in District 6 of Class 4A, and another playoff berth for the Washington Warriors under head coach Paul James. And time to pick our Slobber Knocker winner, Slobber Knocker Award. It's brought to you by Solberg's and by Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. Solberg's at 212 Edgewood Road, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Awards, plaques, trophies, and much, much more. Solberg's and more, making awarding rewarding. And, of course, Sam's Pizza. You can visit them at 629 2nd Avenue, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And he was in a lot tonight. And that was the junior. They call him he's kind of the rover guy outside. He can go up and make it a five-man line. He can drop back and make it a 3-5 look in there. But it's the 5'10", 170-pound junior Connor Malcolm, and he had a great game tonight.
I thought he just looked like he was having fun playing football, Scott.
Yeah, and did a terrific, terrific job. Was in on a lot of stops early on in the game when the first team was in there for Cedar Rapids Washington, because they weren't in a whole lot tonight.
Sure called his name more than we do on a usual wash night.
Yep. So congratulations to Connor Malcolm. He is tonight's winner of our Slobber Knocker Award, brought to you by Solberg's and by Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza. Well, we get ready for Chili. We get ready for the playoffs coming up here. We know there's going to be a doubleheader here at Kingston Stadium. We will let you know where we will be coming up on Wednesday night on all three of our frequencies here on KGYM. Looking forward to bringing you that. It's going to be a lot of fun. As far as the eastern side of the state, I know the central part of the state has had a they have had a stranglehold. It was the East for so long, for two decades.
Yes.
And now the supremacy has kind of gone, well, basically to two schools.
Yes.
And they are about 3 miles away from each other in West Des Moines. And if there is a year to get it back, I think it might be this year. We shall see. But you've got three really, really strong teams on this side of the state with Wash and Kennedy and Bettendorf.
All three of them been ranked up there in the top all season long, and they've got their credentials. I think they've got everybody's respect. And how that all shakes down, I mean, I've always said, Scott, you've just got to get to the postseason and then take it 1 week at a time, let the chips fall where they may. Anything can happen. We've seen some wild finishes in 4A. We've seen some wild finishes in 3A that we've been a part of, too. So you just got to get in the run. A lot of things have to align for you to get to the state finals. But if one of our Eastern Iowa teams that we cover can just get to the finals, I'm going to say anything can happen, too.
Yeah, and get to the Unidome. You got to get there first and get to that semifinal before you can get to the championship game. Of course, Washington was there last year, fell to Dowling and Ryan Boyle in that one in the 4A championship game, but try to get there again here in 2015 or perhaps the Kennedy Cougars. Somebody's going to have to beat Burlington, though, more than likely to get to the Dome.
Bettendorf.
Or, I'm sorry, Bettendorf. I had a B on my mind. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to have to beat the Bulldogs.
There was a big showdown last year in the semifinals that we called between Washington and Bettendorf. And Bettendorf, you know that they're going to come in and reload every year. And so there's a showdown coming in there somewhere between Wash and Kennedy and Bettendorf. I do believe those are the three strongest in the eastern half. And how that all shakes down is going to be up to the Iowa High School Athletic Association as they continue to reshuffle each round the pairings.
Now, with that being said, do not forget about a Pleasant Valley. Iowa City West can move the ball against anybody.
Dangerous offensive team the Trojans are.
Don't forget about the Jefferson Jayhawks either.
Jayhawks are on a roll right now, and you know you don't know what could happen. Their offense is clicking. Last night had to be a record-setting performance for Jefferson's football archives.
And they will go.
And that was against a good Linmar team. That wasn't against you know a bottom feeder.
And in 3A, you look at Xavier. And the Saints had a little bit of a scare earlier on in a couple of games. The Regina game, I think, just pole-vaulted them into confidence, coming back against the five-time defending 1A champions and getting that win last week.
You know, and a lot of the people who are 3A-oriented that talk to me are looking at a West Delaware-Xavier showdown at some point.
With Coy Russell.
With Coy Russell. And West Delaware does have another tremendous team back this year. And unlike last year, they're healthy.
And then there's the Pella Little Dutch. And more than likely, Xavier is going to have to get by them to get to the championship.
Yes. So, you know, you might be looking at Pella either in the quarterfinals. You might be looking at them in the semifinals. But, yeah, that Pella team, we saw them last year at the Dome. And, my goodness, you want to talk about a team that's loaded for bear and almost all of them back off that state championship team that just decimated. Was it Helan in the finals? My goodness.
Yeah, they took care of Xavier and then took care of Helan in back-to-back fashion and did it very, very convincingly.
Well, Xavier and Dwayne Schulte, they're just like Washington right now. They expect to make a deep playoff run. They have disappointment if they don't get to the Unidome for the semifinals. It's a disappointing season for them. And so, I think that both 3A and 4A, we're going to have some great metro and corridor representation.
So that'll be starting on Wednesday night. Looking forward to bringing it to you right here on KGYM. And all three of our frequencies coming up starting on Wednesday evening. And, John, another great regular season in the books, and we'll get ready to get to the playoffs.
That's right. I tell you what, the sparks are going to fly now. All the festivities are ahead of us yet. This playoff run every year is just one of the highlights for everybody that prep football.
Yep, it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to wrap things up for the regular season, and you've been listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to those folks, everybody will be on board as far as our high school football postseason coverage is concerned. Thanks to all our sponsors. And a big thanks as well to everybody for tuning in. Also, big thanks to Sam Kinsley, our in-studio producer tonight, for all his help. For Zach Johnson, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. We're going to get you to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show on the Iowa Sports Spotlight Radio Network. We'll join it up and take it through 11 o'clock. They should have all the teams. I doubt if they'll have the pairings, but they should have the teams by 11 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 4A District 6 battle here tonight. The Washington Warriors win the district. They go undefeated. They end up 8-1 on the year, 5-0 in district play. They shut out the Burlington Greyhounds tonight, 48-0. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports. They're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
2-0. PCM Monroe 27-18 win against North Polk in the third quarter.